Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Nerd Off on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I am your host, Rod, joined as always by a bunch of nerds. Today it's like a very special edition. I'm of course joined by supreme Nintendo hater nerd Karen. What's going on?
How you doing out there?
It's been a while. People been asking about you on the show and everybody been wanting to know. I saved all the Nintendo Switch news just for you.
Okay.
Today,
because a lot of it I really don't know.
Yeah, everybody wants to know your opinions. I think you're gonna have some pretty good opinions today, so
y'all gonna get the hot takes.
Mm-hmm. And then of course I feel like you guys should definitely know all of her nerdery and stuff from her multiple appearances on our show. Mm-hmm. And our own podcast, Black Chick Watching. It's our girl Amber P. What's going on, Amber?
Hi, cool kids.
Appreciate you coming through. I've just realized that, you know, I have so many people on our show that talk about nerd stuff, but I don't really have a lot of Doctor Who fans, and I know that you're like a big Doctor Who fan and stuff.
Such a weird, like, with the Venn diagram, it should be so much tight.
I feel like you flustered yourself even at the mere thought. But I appreciate you being here, and of course to complete the set, the triumvirate of ladies here, we also got our girl Najayla, who you might know from her work at blazingbitch.com or najaylaree.com. What's going on, Najayla?
Hey, I just came back from a double feature. I saw Logan, and then I needed to feel joy again, so I went and saw Lego Batman. So I'm very, I feel like this is a good thing to do right after that much nerding.
Oh yeah, that is, I have not seen Lego Batman.
Me either.
But I did see Logan last night, so I feel like, you know, we're on the same plane.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, you saw it too?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was 2 hours and 20 minutes. So.
I also feel like Logan proved that you really can polish a turd. Old man Logan, Mark Millar's weird vision of the future, how they took that and cultivated into this strangely moving, well put together, cohesive movie shocks the hell out of me.
I'll say this, it is definitely better than the comic book old man Logan thing that I've read. I honestly, it was one of those times where I was late to the party. A lot of people told me they read that book, and everyone told me how great it was, and maybe that's what messed it up. I don't know. I went and read it, and I was like, all of you owe me $17.43 because this was trash. Ah! So well, look, we always start, I mean, first of all, it's such a special edition. We really just did a Nerd Off Friday. Mm-hmm. And it's not like a ton of things have happened in those 2 days, but I wasn't able to get to all the news, and like I said, I saved a bunch of Nintendo stuff for Karen, and also I just wanted to get some different opinions, so we got some black ladies here to give us some different opinions than what I've been hearing so far, because they could be the same opinions, I don't know, I haven't asked yet. But we start the show the same way every time, and that's by reading our feedback to the last show. So even with it only being 2 days, we already have feedback. Right? We only do this show like once every 2 weeks, and people, you know, it takes a while, but people jumped on this one. So let me read these. The last episode was called The Nerd Off number 79, Just Shut Up, Finn Jones. And Trojan Scooter writes in, what up, guys and Karen? Well, actually, it's what's up, ladies and Rod today. I listened to this episode. I listened to this latest episode of The Nerd Off, and I'm conflicted. The Iron Fist showrunners had quite the conundrum on their hands. Cast an Asian male as the lead and provide representation for a marginalized / stereotype group, or be true to the source material. Over the years, the one consistent criticism I've heard from comic book readers is that people don't respect the source material. Is one of the things that Chris and D-Palm express frustration over time and time on their show. It's something Rod and Aaron have got given voice to as well. In no way am I excusing the people in charge of Iron Fist, but the task of producing that show in today's society wasn't going to be easy. On a related note, I'm one of those people who were excited about Logan and met on Doctor Strange, and for me, the combination of Strange being an Avenger and the arguments about the casting took away from the any excitement that I could muster. All right, before we even get into the last part, I think the source material thing is just kind of an excuse,
right?
Because they make changes to all the iterations of the comic book, like stuff on screen, every single one of them. Like they take out the fantastical elements in the Marvel Netflix series all the time. Like apparently all the heroes fight in about a 5-block radius in Hell's Kitchen now. like regardless of what happened in the comic books, every last person is like, I'm gonna go to Hell's Kitchen and get in fights. And then you have like to deal with the people that are like what happened, Karen?
No, I'm coming back.
Oh, is everybody frozen? It looks like everybody's frozen. Hold on, is my internet down? Let me check. Let me pause this real quick.
I'm getting that little thing in the corner
now. All right, so we got a little cut off and sidetracked, but our internet went down. But we got, well, me and Najayla are back, and Karen's in here. She's getting back on screen.
I'm working.
And I don't know. Hopefully Amber will be back soon. All right, so Najayla, go ahead, because you were talking to the audience when we got cut off, and just go ahead and pick up where you left off, and I'll jump back in after you're done.
What I'm basically saying is, Iron Fist has never been good. So to say that it's this is the source material that they have to stick to, if Marvel was smart enough to say, hey, we can't have this yellow peril villain and we have to think outside the box and do something else for Iron Man and the Mandarin, there's no reason why they should have had the same yellow peril orientalist Iron Fist. Everything about Iron Fist comes from a time when Bruce Lee could make a show about a martial artist and be told that, oh, I'm sorry, you're too Asian to play this Asian martial artist. We're going to have Mr. Carradine here play it because that's just more palatable and more marketable. Like, that is the era that Iron Fist is coming from. So there's no excuse to say, oh, we have to stay true to the source material, because your source material is racist as fuck. So you wouldn't say that, like, we need to stay true to materials with things that have, like, jigaboo dolls and horrible characters of people. So this is no different. Finn Jones has always been this escapist fantasy for white male Americans that they could go all over the world, and no matter what group or skill or whatever they do, they're going to go there and just be epic white man and be the best at it that he could be, because the best Asian is going to be some blonde, blue-eyed idiot. So I have always been Team Fuck Iron Fist. And mostly Asian Americans have been fuck Iron Fist since he was created, since he became popular. There's actually letters that you could Google. Since like 1984, people have had letter writing campaigns to Marvel to say there's something seriously wrong with the characterization of Iron Fist, not just because the white savior trope with him being a white man, but you also have his interaction with Luke Cage, where you have his best friend. I always felt kind of had this paternalistic way of dealing with the rage of Luke Cage, where all he does is go, sweet Christmas and the mama. And then there's Iron Fist to go, oh, you, it's okay, I got my eye on you. Like, I just don't see why, of all the characters in the Marvel Universe, they had to say, this one has to be unchanged.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing so sacred about Iron Fist that couldn't have been reimagined, updated, or just made less insulting.
Yeah, it's amazing because they pick and choose when they're going to be quote-unquote true to the source material with everything. you know, yeah. when there's Amber. So like with, I remember when the X-Men had, the X-Men movies came out, like they were wearing leather and they were like, you know, like they never really put on the costumes.
They were BDSM.
And, right. They were like, you know, I there's been so many changes. They, and it never. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Never ran around with their tits out.
Yeah. You know, like, and not to mention, like, it never made sense, for, like, it never falls to the side of the person of color, right? So, like, with Tilda Swinton in Doctor Strange, it was, we're trying so hard to avoid a stereotype that an Asian woman's not gonna get this role, an Asian man's not gonna get this role, no, the person of color doesn't get the role. And then with this, it's, okay, we're sticking to source material, and a white guy benefits. Like, it always works out for the white people, and it doesn't work out for the people of color. So, I think that's a major part of it, too. But yeah, they pick and choose when they stick to the script.
Yeah, both of them refreshing. We lost both of them.
Oh, I don't know what's going on with Crowdcast today.
It's just me and you right now.
Okay, all right. What do you think about the Iron Fist thing? Or have you even been following it?
I've been following it. I've never read Iron Fist. I don't know anything about the background. All I know is when it comes to Iron Fist, it's just a white man doing white fantastical things. Like I say, I don't read it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's racist. That's all I get. I can pick up from it. As somebody on the outside looking in. And the thing is, I don't know, was you, Chris, Aaron, one of y'all said that this was one of, they think this is one of the last decisions that racist dude made.
Oh, yeah, Ike Perlmutter, right. He's one of the guys that's in charge. He's one of the people that, like, when you see stuff like, oh, there's no Scarlett Johansson action figure, like, he's one of those people that are like, boys don't buy girl toys. And when you see stuff like, they don't want to do a Black Widow spinoff movie or something, he's one of the people that's been in charge and behind a lot of the decisions to, you know, make sure that they, you know, continue to keep, women and people of color off the screen. And they basically ousted him. Like, he's still there at the company, but he's been, essentially taken out of decision making process, and you see it in some of the future upcoming news and stuff that you know, some of the titles they're releasing and stuff.
And I think for me, that was a good decision to get rid of him, because he don't want all the money. Like, mm-hmm. I think people fail to realize, no, Marvel's not perfect. They got a long way to go. I want to see them have a movie starring a black woman where it is about her and not her conjunction or relationship trying to get a follow or catch a man. I'm talking about a story around her being strong, fantastical, give her magic powers, however you do in your magical world. So they got a long way to go when it comes to women, period, but particularly brown women. And I think that the thing about Marvel is more like, okay, we fucked up. Because it's not like they didn't say they fucked up. They was like, yeah, we could have even thought about that, but we opted not to. And that's still a problem. That's still problematic, and they need to be called out on that. I think in the age of the internet, you can't do a lot of the things in the comic book and make the transition to movies where you're introducing these characters. Or Netflix, when you're introducing these characters to the people that have no, like me, who have no background of the source material. So a lot of people are being introduced to these characters for the very first time. Like for Luke Cage and some of these other people. They don't know anything about any of these characters. So you're literally you're literally rebooting the world for a lot of these people. So you can literally reboot the world to make it more current. You can get rid of the racism, get rid of that stuff, make it roles that were men make women, roles that were women make men, black, white. You can do all that if you choose to. And I think that Marvel wants all the money, so I think that they need to improve, but I think they are slowly working in the right direction to get diverse. They need to be better, but I think it's a lot more diverse than what it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
I think Marvel had the chance with this, because I do a lot of work with the Nerds of Color, which is another great site and podcast, and Keith Chow, who is the head of that, he has been for at least 5 years saying this is the one character that would be great as an Asian American, not just Asian, specifically an Asian American, because one of the things about Finn Jones is he really has to learn how to be a leader when he feels like a complete outsider. And there's nothing about that that says he has to be a white guy to do that. He could be, you know, ABC, American born Chinese. He could be a Korean adoptee. There's so many facets of Asian America that would feel just as much as an outsider having to go to China and learn a martial art they're not familiar with, or master a martial art, even if they've been training for martial arts. There's so many ways that that could have been, you know, have some Asian American representation, and Marvel didn't want it. They had this beautiful guy, Louis Tan, who really wanted to be Finn Jones, auditioned. He is a martial artist since he was a child. Has abs like just a Greek sculpture, is a stunt coordinator, yet he wasn't good enough for the starring role, but they said, oh yeah, you'd be great for the villain.
Well, yeah, so it's that's the other thing too, like if the story is just a fish out of water and this mystical destiny, I don't know why it would make more sense to have an Asian American that's like, the only distance is my culture, like I've just been culturalized out of this, and now here I am. I'm still a fish out of water. Right. I'm still learning something I didn't know before. It makes more sense, as far as like just
you'll be treated like an outsider.
Exactly. You can still do everything. I just feel like this is one of those things where people want to hold on to tradition because it benefits white people. Right. Like, that's the only time that we really want to hold on to the tradition of something. There's plenty of times in movies where they've just totally decided to go their own way. Amber, have you been following this at all, the Iron Fist stuff?
Nope. I just saw the trailer, like, yesterday.
Yeah. I watched that trailer. What's funny is I watched the trailer and I was like, oh, yeah, I really want to watch this. Like, I do want to watch it, but enough like discussion has been happening around it that is now no longer feels fun to watch. Like, I'm in for fun for the most part with anything. I've never really boycotted any entertainment, but when something just feels like, man, I'm not gonna be able to talk to anybody about this, the only thing we're gonna talk about is like why they gotta have this white dude doing it, and the reviews are saying it's trash, so now the discussion is gonna be like, well, is it trash? And so it's like the fun is gone, which is the only thing that's keeping me from really being excited about watching it. I think it comes out Friday and I'm already like, well, Netflix dropped something new in a couple weeks. We'll just wait for that shit. So
I saw the trailer and I even though like just seeing it, like just something in the pit of my stomach kind of sinks, just because every time I look at it, I just think of like my dad growing up and knowing that this kind of stuff is what made him feel inferior. It's the kind of stuff that my dad would look at and would feel ashamed to be Asian. And I don't want to support that.
Right. But
even if I push those feelings away, I watched the trailer just like as a trailer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this doesn't look like it's going to be good.
Yeah. You know what they did is it's like, say it's a 2-minute trailer. They fill it with about a minute of Colleen Wing kicking ass, and that was enough for me to be like, oh, you know what, this seems pretty good. But it's like it doesn't compute watching the trailer that, wait, when I sit down to watch it, it's got to be about the white guy, it's not the Colleen Wing, like it's not her story.
Why wasn't the show about her? You could have just skipped Iron Fist and just do Daughters of the Dragon. Just do that. Like, you already had the setup, you already have Misty, you want to introduce a new person, introduce Colleen Wing. Why? Yeah. Why did we need this?
If not now, when? You know what I mean? Honestly. So he also goes on to say, oh, so anyway, back to Trojan Scooter's comment. Yeah, that's why I'm not a strict, everything has to be like it was in the comics. I actually don't believe that in most cases. Mm-hmm. I think respect for source material is different than stick to the source material.
Right.
Sometimes creators, it's almost like they're ashamed of certain things. Like, if you're gonna do a Logan movie in Japan, I don't know why you have him fighting a mech silver samurai when there's just, when they're like, you don't need to change that, is my point. If you're gonna do that movie, then stick to, then why don't you take the elements from the book and do those rather than be like, and we're gonna also change Lady Viper into a mutant that spits poison. Like, you're making changes that really have, they don't add anything. But yeah, so that's, those are the times where I get upset about that kind of stuff. But the idea of being like, we need to have a white man because that's how we wrote it, is kind of ridiculous to me. All right, and then he finishes with saying, comics wise, what recommendations can you give someone who reads Howard the Duck, Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, and Invincible Iron Man with Riri Williams? Thank you for all the work that you do.
I would say Roderick, like, y'all might, but I know you read a lot more comics than I do.
I mean, if you read those comics, you're probably in the funnier comics, I guess. It seems like with some sort of an action bent to it. I'll tell you what, when we get to the what we've been reading part, I'll look at my list and I'll see if I can see anything for you. The next comment we got was Amani, who writes in, "The Queen is back." The Queen is back. Great show as always, but we all know Karen is the real reason folks paying money for premium. And damn, Rod, y'all better take a vacation this year and not just traveling to panels. I swear, between all the premium shows and MTR and Black Astronauts podcast, I get 4 or 5 shows a day showing up in my feed. That black excellence never stops. Hey, look, man, I'm just trying to make sure it's worth the money for everybody.
Look, we know why you came.
Mm-hmm.
You met a lot of us.
For Karen, apparently, which is what we found out just now. And let me double check and make sure we don't have any emails that came in between yesterday and Friday and today. I don't think so. All right, let me check this one folder, and that is the wrong folder, so let's just wait on Gmail to click in there. Oh, we did. Okay, no, that's old. All right, cool. So now we can get to our other segments. Okay, guys, we're going to talk about the entertainment we've been consuming, and it might feel free, Karen, I know you listen to the show sometimes, but feel free to name whatever. Don't worry if we've said it before.
Okay.
So I'll go around the room, and I actually start with Amber. Do you game at all? Do you play any video games?
No.
All right. Najayla, you play games at all? You gaming at all right now?
Yes, I play a lot. I actually just got started a Twitch channel because I am finally on Elysium with everybody else now that it's pretty much like getting a coach ticket. I got my Xbox One, and you can follow me on Twitch, Blasian Bitch. I've been playing Sleeping Dogs, which just has been optioned for a movie. They did a definitive re-release on the Xbox One, so I've been playing a lot of that because it really helps because it's like an ex-boyfriend murder simulator for me. It's really cathartic to do a wheelie in a stolen car and slam to somebody that looks like he stood me up one time. I've also been catching up on playing Mortal Kombat X. I got I actually don't know his name, but somebody who is a fan of my shows, my cam shows, sent me Mortal Kombat XL, which is the best gift. And I've been murdering so much, and it's just rude. And so I've been playing a whole lot of that. And I got this game for gold. I know I'm getting it wrong. Love in a Strange Space-Time, where you have to, it's like a 4-player couch co-op game. So you have one person that's like steering this cute little spaceship. One person is shooting, one person's doing shields, and you guys all have to work together, and it's a really, really fun party game, and I've been playing that, and there's another game, it's barely a game, it's like one of those games that they put out for people who have consoles but don't actually like video games. It's more of like a board game, so they give you prompts, and on the console, you have the prompts, and then on your cell phone, like, you write in what your witty answer is. So I've been playing that with other people on Twitch. So much fun. And also playing Dance Central on the Xbox One. Biggest disappointment in my life.
Oh, what? So it was a disappointment?
Because I was one of the people, I do not believe in getting consoles at launch. I just feel like there's going to be bugs, there'll be kinks. After Red Ring of Death, I had it like 4 times, so I wait until it's a little more perfected. And then I was waiting to get an Xbox One because there was one launch game that I really wanted, Crackdown 3. And I said to myself, I will buy an Xbox One when Crackdown 3 comes out. But Microsoft was Microsofting, and that shit still hasn't come out. It's not going to come out until the end of the year. So I just said, screw it, and I got my Xbox One this Christmas. And I made it a point to get the Kinect for one reason alone. That was Dance Central. And I finally went and downloaded it to find out they stopped supporting the game. There are no new songs. They said if you have all the Dance Central games, which I do have, and I bought hundreds of dollars worth of songs, none of them transfer.
Oh.
So you start off with like 12 songs, and then you have to buy everything else. And there's only about maybe 35 songs in the entire game because they haven't touched the game since 2015.
Wow.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So I'm still playing because I want to dance, but they not a lot of songs. They still have that Pharrell Happy song that I hate.
But, you hate Happy?
Achievements don't work. So there's 120 goal achievement that's to play the game for a week straight, every day for a week. I played for a month straight, every day, for at least an hour, played 3 songs a day, never got the achievement.
Dang.
So it is a broken game that is no longer supported, and I bought a $150 Kinect for it, and there's no new songs.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Use that Kinect wisely. The Kinect is my best friend. I'm going to echo in a feedback or something.
That yeah, mean? I think it was because you were talking when Jayla started talking.
Okay. Yeah, the Kinect is my best friend. Honey, I walk in. I say, hey, Cortana. Everything turn on. The TV turn on. The soundbar turn on. The cable box turn on. Everything turn on. I don't know what no channels is. I'm telling it to watch TV. Turn up, turn down. It's made me... I was already lazy, but it's made me even lazier. It is my best friend. So for people, the person at Xbox going, I don't want to connect, you missing half of the shit that it can do.
Well, I'll say this much, guys. I have played the exercise thing on there a few times. They have these exercise programs where it's almost like role play, where it's like you're running from the zombie apocalypse, or you gotta...
That game is fun. I did that too.
Yeah, you gotta do an obstacle course, and they have like actors and everything.
Terrible wigs.
Yeah, they're terrible actors.
Real bad.
But it's still fun though, like, you know, cause it's silly and you're being silly.
So I
do like that, the Kinect. I just, almost, like, it took me so long to play those things. They've been there since I bought the thing. And I just one day on a whim, I was like, what is this whole exercise panel? Things, you know, so I just went and did that stuff. And I hate to hear that you hate the Happy song. That's the saddest news of the day, really.
I think that stupid hat and him and him.
Mm, okay. All right. Karen, what are you playing?
Well, you know all I've been playing is that Stardew Valley. That is my shit. I love the hell out of that game. Shout out to Aaron from Black Astronaut.
Into the mic.
I'm sorry. Shout out to Aaron from Black Astronaut. You have taken my time. I think I got about 190 hours in that game. I love that because, see, the thing about me and Roger, we game very differently. He plays a little bit of everything. I play different games, but when I love something, I love the hell out of it, and I will play it non-stop. Roger will let you know when I get off work, that's what I play. And a lot of times, the only thing that stops me is TV shows, or I get sleepy. On the weekends, a lot of times I wake up on Saturday, I play before we do the show. I wake up on Sunday, I play before we do the show. I probably play after we finish doing this. It is so much fun. For those of you going, well, what the hell is she talking about? Because I know a lot of people have been talking about it. It is a really, really, it is a simple game. You start off the game, you're this, you can pick male or female. I'm a female. You're this female, you're at this job, and it start off with your grandfather dies. So your grandfather passes, and so you're like, oh, my grandfather passed, and so, he gives you a letter. He said, well, you open it up when you know you're ready. So one day you're at your boring office job. You send a little cubicle at your boring office job, and all of a sudden you read the letter, and it comes to find out that your grandfather has given you a farm. So you go, okay, my granddaddy gave me a farm. So I leave the big city, and you go out here to the middle of Timbuktu and nowhere to a farm. And in the farm, you meet the townspeople. It's bright, it's colorful, and it's really basic and simple. You basically like a city girl, and you become a farming person. It's not complex. It's not a first person shooter or anything like that. This is for the people who like, I like to do simple stuff. So it's really, really simple. So you get to do stuff like, you get to farm. Like, I get to plant all types of fruits and vegetables. I get to plant trees, peach trees, cherry trees, pomegranate trees. I get to farm, which means I get to, I got cows. I milk them and make cheese. I got chickens. They lay eggs, and it turns it into mayonnaise. You have to feed them. And I got like a coop for my animals. I got ducks, cows, goats, pigs, all kinds of stuff. And you also, in conjunction to all of this, you have like a house, and in your house, you have like a bed and like a refrigerator, and you can make things. So as you progress, you can like get certain ingredients to make yourself meals. Also, you get to mine. So you get to mine for like gold and diamonds and coals and all this. And it's really, really fun. You get to upgrade your house 3 times. I've upgraded my house. And each time you upgrade your house, it makes it bigger. I hadn't gotten married yet, so I got like this big ass house with like a cellar in it. Oh, you can make wine in your cellar. You know, it like I said, it will literally warp your life away. I love this game. It's enjoyable. You get to go around, talk to the townspeople, and every 28 days is a season. So you go summer, winter, spring, fall, summer, winter, spring, fall. And so you have like 2 events with like the townspeople, per season. And, you get to, you do certain things like, as you, progress on in the game, you get to do activities for people. Like, it'd be like, I need for somebody to catch me a fish. I'll pay them $500. So you go, you fish, you catch them a fish, and they'll pay you $500. You get to fish in the game, and it's an open world game. So if you don't want to farm, you want to fish all day, you can fish all day. You know, you want to coal up mine all day, you can. It's no actual thing that you're obligated to do in the game, but you know, the game is like, hey, if you do these things, these other things will work out. And like I said, it is one of my favorite games. I really do like it. I know Paul Roderick, I love him, because he knows when I come home that's my thing. If you see my friend on Xbox Live, what am I playing? I'm playing Stardew Valley.
Yeah, that's her game, man. She's right. We do the podcast, she stops for however long we do the podcast, and then the podcast is over, and then she's back on the game. So
it's very simple. So, and it was funny, because I actually heard y'all doing the Nerd Off, mm-hmm. and Aaron has spoke about it, and I said, that sounds like my speed. Because I know everybody that games isn't a hardcore gamer, but you enjoy games. I think a lot of times people think gaming is, shoot first person shooter and stuff like that, or you know, role playing games. I love those games too, but sometimes you want things very simple. And so if you're somebody where I like video games, but I don't want nothing complex, I don't want nothing hard, I just want to go and have a good time, you can't. Oh, and one more thing before I go on, what's so funny about this game, which I didn't know, you can only stay up to 2 a.m. Your day starts at 6 and you can only go to 2 a.m. and I didn't know this, and if you stay out past 2 a.m. you would literally pass out from exhaustion, and then the game charges you because they were like, oh, we had to go find you, we're gonna charge you to take you back home. And Roger was laughing because one day I was pissed because I think my fine was like a few hundred dollars and I was fussing because I had to pay a few hundred dollars.
Yeah, she had to go to the hospital because she passed out in the game. And the other thing, oh, go ahead. Did somebody say something? Oh, sorry.
I just clapped.
Oh, and then the other thing too is, don't you have like a dog or something?
Yeah, so you get to choose between a dog and a cat. Like, you get to choose between these two animals. So I chose a dog. And like your dog, he's real cool. Or your cat, they have like a water bowl. So every day you get up, you water the bowl, you pet the animal. And the thing is, as you play in the game, as you pet your animal, as your cat or dog, or you pet like your animals around you, you get points. So as the more happier the animals are, the better things they produce. So like you have these things, and the happier they are, you go from a regular milk from a cow to like a large milk from a cow. You go from a regular size egg to a special size egg. I know this might sound silly, y'all, but it is really fun. And like even with your vegetables, you have different levels of your fruit, different levels of your vegetables. You can make wines, you can make juices, you can make cheese, you can make jams, you can make preserves. Like, you can just do a whole, and as you play along, I'm still learning about parts of the game, and they have a part called the community center, which I haven't finished yet, but they have a part called the community center, which you do little things for, and once you get to a certain point, you'll find that the bus you rode in on broke down. Excuse me. So you have to do things to get the bus to work. And then once you get the bus to work, the bus actually takes you to a whole nother part, which is like a desert. And so that's a whole nother thing over there. So when I say, like, y'all, this is my game. And like I said, when I play a game, Roger laughs at me. I play it, and I play it hard, and I love it. And I know there's a lot of people, and I didn't realize, y'all, put it like this, y'all think, for people listening going, well, I don't understand your excitement. It is a whole community. It's message boards. I found out message boards. It's communities. I even found a website online that's like a, you know how you get the old school guides? It's a message board online from people that played the game. That it actually gives you a guide, because you have villagers, and sometimes you have to give a villager's gifts. They have a little button you click on for all the villagers to say this is their schedule in the summer, winter, spring, and fall. They wake up at 6:30. They do this at this time. They do this at this time. So when I tell you, so it is so much fun. So I know I'm not the only one that's like head over heels for this game. It is fun. I know it might not be everybody's speed. No, you ain't blowing people up. Ain't no bloodshed or nothing like that. Everything is happy, happy, joy, joy. And it's my escape place. Like, I'm not trying to find my getaway place from the world, because the world will make you snap and go crazy. It's so depressing sometimes. I get in my little bright, happy, colorful, nonchalant world and raise fruits and vegetables and cows.
How do you win the game?
There's no winning.
Okay.
You just play forever.
Okay. All right.
Like it's not.
No, that makes sense.
It's not one of them things where you play until the end. It's like you play until you get to the point where you say fuck it. Like it's literally like that type of a game. I'm in year 4.
Mm-hmm.
But as you progress on, you can do more things, you can collect more, and you get prizes. It's funny though. It's this cat that once you get to a certain point, it's this cat that opens up this shop. And as you get these things, that cat gives you hats. As you do these achievements, like, it'll be like, hey, you sold $1,000. Here's a hat. Or here's a bow. You did this. Here, you know, so, like I said, it is so, it is so much fun. I am 100% about this game. It's cute. Mm-hmm. It's colorful. It is bright. And nope, there's no end goal. Like, I'm gonna play till I get tired of it.
Okay. All right.
Came because you kept on saying cat. Although I think because I kept on saying Logan. His name is Logan, so I'm talking about Wolverine, but he thinks I'm talking about him.
Cats and
sorry.
You got cats with hats out here. Yeah, giving. When does your dog die? Because
I don't know.
Because I'm assuming if your granddad can die, your dog can probably die. It's going to be a sad day.
I will be sad. I don't remember what I named the dog, because you can name your animals.
Like, I think you named it Judy.
I did. That's right. I named it Judy. And I named one of the chickens me, and I think I named a cow after you. Like,
okay. That's fine. I'm more of a.
It's not to say you look like a cow. No. Okay.
I'm more of a chicken type of person. It's fine.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, that's what we've been playing, guys. I haven't played anything new.
Can you get goats? Because I'm totally sold if you get goats.
Yes, you can get goats and you can milk them.
I'm downloading it today.
Yeah, you can get sheep and you can cut the wool off the sheep and it gives you fur. You can get a rabbit. The rabbit gives you wool and also gives you a lucky rabbit's foot. You can get a duck and the duck gives you a feather.
How do you get the rabbit's foot from the rabbit? You gotta kill it?
No. No, you don't kill it. Once you progress so far in the game, you have to get a barn and all this stuff, and then you can actually purchase them. Like, you can actually say, okay, I want, they have like a series of animals that you can buy. Once you buy the animals for the first time, after that, you can breed them.
Mm.
And so after you breed them, and the thing is, it's not like breeding like a male and female together. You click on it and you just say, okay, impregnate, and it's a button and you impregnate him, and then you wait a period of time and say, you know, you walk in your barn one day, it says, hey, you got a new person. You know, right. And I call it pregnant. I don't know what the game calls it. I said, okay, I guess we're getting pregnant today. It's fun.
All right, well, that's Stardew Valley, everybody. Yes,
for those of you that don't know, that's my quick little happy, excited
that was not
right now.
Not quick at all. Now, but it's been a long time since you've been on the show, so.
Well, I got a lot to say.
I mean, you got 190 hours in that game. I mean, I'm sure that you got all the ins and outs of that game. I don't know if everybody reads comics here. I'll start with Amber. You read any comics, Amber? Or even just books, anything. I mean, I guess.
No. All right. Oh, book. Okay, no. But, because I can't read something.
Oh, hold on.
Okay. I want to say it's called X-Men Audio Drama. Deadcast. And it just stopped last year or something. It pod faded and I'm pissed. But when, like, Scott's brother and Beast, the first class people, all of them, well, any case, those people that we know, when they're at the school, when they were getting recruited, and it's this audio drama, and it is so captivating. I absolutely love it. It has really good sense, good writing. Most of it is from the source material. If you are a listener more than a reader like me, highly suggest it.
Cool. You're breaking up a little bit, your connection. I mean, I made out most of it, but I wonder, should we... Oh, hold on. You buck up again. Hold on. Amber, you buck up again. What'd you say? Oh, God.
I said I hate my...
What if I take off? If the camera... You think the camera's taking up all the...
Does this make any difference when I take off video?
It's going... It's fine right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Your internet was hating, dog.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Is it cool yet?
Did what happen? Wait.
Yeah, she says it cool.
Yes. No.
Yeah. It's working right now. I don't know why.
Don't want her to be
it
crazy.
Was hating on your gorgeous right. visage, but
right. They didn't want to see your beautiful.
Yeah, I'm
hair.
Sorry. But we'll try this for now.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
An audio drama. Listen.
Well, we're having audio drama right now. Is what I'm saying.
The end.
All right. And Karen, are you reading anything?
Only thing I'm reading right now is The Walking Dead. I'm way behind.
Mm-hmm.
But I've really I've been enjoying it a lot.
Okay. What about you, Najayla? You reading anything new?
I'm still reading Bitch Planet. I'm still reading, why can't I think of the name of it? It's the one comic that I'm actually, like, subscribed to that I get all the time, and it's flying past my head. Fiona Staples and Brian K. Vaughan.
Staples and, wait, Brian K. Vaughan, too, you said?
Yeah.
Let me see if I'm Googling it. I don't know. I barely keep up with my writers. I just more keep up with the titles, and then I'm always surprised later. I'm like,
the last book? It's a saga. Thank you, chat
oh,
room.
Oh, yeah.
I read Saga. I don't know. It's one word I couldn't, I brain fart. But I'm reading Saga. I'm reading a manga called Terra Farmars about. We try to terraform Mars by sending roaches and fungus, and we accidentally create giant humanoid cockroaches that fuck up our shit. And then we go back to Mars because they brought a disease with them. So we go back to, like, fuck their shit and then cure the disease. And so it's like hyper violence. Body horror and also like international politics and espionage.
Those are all dope, man. I haven't heard of that last one, so I have to check that out. But
yeah, there's also a anime series if you have Crunchyroll, it's on Crunchyroll.
All right, okay. Cool, I'll check that out because I do have Crunchyroll. And as far as Bitch Planet, that series, I swear to God, it comes out once every 5 months. I am so, it's like I read an issue and I'm like, yes, this is it's going to be on next month. And then it's like, nothing. Here's a book. So I hope, they're able to, you know, get a little bit more issues out, eventually. I love that book. And by the way, I can't imagine how much work it takes to put out, not just the books, not because of the comic book parts, but because afterwards there's like essays on feminism and interviews,
I think that's one of the first things. I actually started reading Bitch Planet because I saw a couple of panels that were posted on Tumblr of all places. Mm-hmm. Just tears, just like years of things I didn't even know were inside me that needed to get out through my tear ducts. Like, full body racks of sobs, and I was like, I must find this. And I got the first issue, then I had to find the next ones, and I have the first volume of it, and I just love it so much. Like, I'm gonna end up being one of those people with like a non-compliant tattoo on my front. I love this book so much.
You're gonna be at the Comic-Con getting your tattoo signed and taking
selfies.
You'll definitely get in the back of the book is what I'm saying. As for me, I'm not gonna go over everything I'm reading because last Friday I just said it, but back to that, to the person that was asking for suggestions for books, if they like, I forget which books, that Howard the Duck and whatnot. The ones I would recommend, Faith is a really good book. It's funny. It's about a nerdy, she's overweight superhero, but it's not like, I don't know. It's like an issue that never comes up, but it's also like, if you're fat like me, it's like the microaggressions come up in that universe, but it's not like preachy is what I'm saying, where it's like you'll see like some woman shade her and you're like, motherfucker, I know what that is, but it doesn't like stop and turn into like, and this is a teachable moment. Like, it's just like another thing she deals with. And then like she like works at this like dead end kind of job, and of course she's also a superhero, but she's also like the superest nerd. So like she'll be in the middle of a fight and like make a reference to some nerdy ass shit in the middle of the fight, or she'll be nerding out because like she's about to fight like somebody, or she meets another hero, or she'll make all these comparisons in her head where she'll be like, and this is like when Peter Parker found out about the clone saga, and you're just like, oh shit. So I really love that book because it's it's funny and it's good. Of course, Miss Marvel, if you're not reading that, you should probably be reading that. Another nerdy, she's a Muslim teenager that is also an inhuman, but her storylines don't really normally intersect with the rest of the Inhumans, so it's like you can read her book without getting bogged down into the whole Inhuman books. Like, you can just read hers and it's kind of separate. And depending on how much you're into the Star Wars universe, they have a couple books. Poe Dameron, which is the y'all would remember him from The Force Awakens. He was what's his name, something Isaac, I forget the name of the actor, but the dude who also played Apocalypse, and he played a pilot in that. Poe Dameron is the name of that pilot, and he has his own book, and it's funny as fuck, but it's also compelling, and it's all within the Star Wars universe. And then of course the last two, Rick and Morty. If you watch the show, the comic book is the show basically, and it's so fucking funny. They just had this story arc where they have a you know, Jerry is his son-in-law that he hates, right? And he's stupid as fuck.
Right.
They had one where, because there's alternate universes, there's one universe where they have a stupid Rick Sanchez, a stupid version of Rick, the smartest man in the world, right?
Okay.
So they have Doofus Rick. That's what they call him. Well, his Jerry is the peak smartest Jerry. And that Jerry took over the whole fucking, like, time continuum of everything. And it was all about how can they defeat this Jerry. And it was so fucking good. Jerry kicked his ass. Like, he was so fucked up, but it was so good because Jerry does get picked on a lot, even though he's a flawed character. And you kind of feel bad for him, but then when you see Dick version of Jerry, you're just like, oh my, someone killed this motherfucker. Oh, so good. And then the last one was Totally Awesome Hulk is another one. It's a Marvel comic, but it's funny.
I love it.
Yeah, it's Amadeus Cho as Hulk, or as he calls himself, Chulk, the Chinese Hulk. But he's like he's a super genius. He also has a sister who's a super genius. He can turn into the Hulk. Like, he they go into like a little bit of the origin to start the book, but it's kind of not really the point. My favorite thing is the last story arc I was reading. I'm still like three issues behind. Fucking Jeremy Lin was in it. Jeremy Lin is like the ambassador of Chinese Americans. That dude is in everything. It's like, is this some Chinese American shit? I'm gonna be over there. Here. Fresh off the boat, I will be in it. Like, he played here for the Hornets.
I love him being here too.
Yeah, he was, man, we miss him too.
Miss him a lot.
But he played here for the Hornets, and I don't know, he's just so cool, man. He used to let his teammates pick how he would style his hair every day, cause he was like, I don't care about my hair. So he would just let them be like, all right, a mohawk tonight.
You know, he had those horrible Slim Calhoun braids.
Yeah, he did. He had like some of those designs were terrible, but I just like that he was like, he's like, I don't give a fuck, so y'all do whatever y'all want to tonight, you know, you pick and then I'll do that thing. But yeah, he was just in it. He was just in like two or three issues where it was a basketball tournament, and it also involved the Hulk, and then they went and had, they like fought with S.H.I.E.L.D. and Jeremy Lin was there. It's so funny and so good, man. It felt like an old school, like Scooby-Doo when the glow tried to show up. So I think those are more than enough books for you to like check out, man, if you enjoy those other ones you brought up. All right. Let's see what else we got. What are the other questions? Oh, are you guys watching anything new? Karen, you watching anything new?
I know me and you like Powerless. That is a very, very funny show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's set in the DC universe, and it's a comedy. It's basically like 30 Rock. Hilarious. If 30 Rock had like to do with Batman and Superman and shit.
Yes, it's literally like if you are living in a world with superheroes and supervillains, and they fuck shit up around you. This is like the company to make gadgets to keep you safe.
Mm-hmm.
From like randomly getting, you know, rolled over by a building, or randomly, you know, getting rocks upside the head and dying. You know, their job is to protect the people that don't have powers.
Yeah, they have, for you guys that watch Community, Danny Pudi is in it, you know, Abed from Community. Mm-hmm. Ron Funches is in it. If you're a Firefly / Serenity fan, Alan Tudyk is in it. I mean, also, I guess if you're in, if you're the last Star Wars movie, Rogue One, he was in there. He was K2SO. Mm-hmm. Vanessa Hudgens is in it. I mean, it's a really good, funny show. It's only 30 minutes a week. So if you're looking for some light fare that makes nerdy jokes about superheroes and stuff, check out Powerless.
Mm-hmm. Also, I guess, since I don't really get talked about a lot of what everybody else is watching, I watch Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Which is off until April.
Yeah, which I'm mad, but I understand you got to give us a break because that was a lot. But, you know, and the thing is, I think out of all the shows, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is my favorite show on television right now. And it's hilarious, though, because I don't keep up with, like, everything happening. So when I watch it, and they'll be like, and April 15th, I was like, motherfucker, it's Fred, what? Why we gotta watch? I just automatically start screaming at the TV like the TV did me wrong. For some reason, I get mad internally.
And what about you, Amber? You watching anything?
I watch the CW shows except for Power Girl. Dumb Girl is
Power Girl. Oh, Supergirl.
No. Yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay, so you know Doctor Who and yeah.
Hold on, wait. I feel like you abruptly ended. Hold on.
I'm going.
Your mic is cutting out. Amber, your mic is cutting out.
This is terrible.
Let me try to call you on Skype. You got Skype open?
I can get it open.
Okay, yeah, hop on Skype and let me call you there and then we'll see if the connection is better. Because it's just cutting you off.
It's opening.
All right, cool. I'm going to call you as soon as I see you pop up on there. But
I want to hear what she got to say.
I know, that's like the whole point.
Okay.
All right, hold on. All right, let me look for Amber. All right, it's not showing you logged in just yet. Hold on. You know, it'll take a second. There you go. All right, I'm about to call you on Skype and hang up on. Hanging up. Now let's try getting Amber on.
I like the Beauty Queen wave.
Man, just waiting for it to connect on Skype. Everybody keep your fingers crossed. We're going to make this work. If this doesn't work, I'm going to call her on the phone.
What? We going to get her.
And after that, we're all going to her house. Najayla, I hope you packed your overnight stuff. We're going to be staying.
Okay.
All right, I'm just waiting on her to answer. I guess it's got a little bit of a delay. Yeah, I was surprised to hear Amber hates Supergirl, man.
I've been enjoying Supergirl.
I haven't watched it because I'm just waiting for it to be done and hopefully it'll go on Netflix and then I could just watch the whole thing. But I kind of stopped all the Super Tuesday shows because I hate Arrow so much. They just remind me of Arrow. So I watched the first season of Legends of Tomorrow. I haven't been able to start the next one.
Yeah. It's a lot better. First season.
First season is terrible. I hate the first season of Legends of Tomorrow.
So I understand why you live,
like. Baby. I love some of the actors. It was super cheesy.
Hello.
But they went back in time, and I got a Jonah Hex episode. So I'm like, yes. I was really happy about that. It's hard to watch because usually I watch these things with my brother. He's like a super DC fan. And he's a lot less forgiving with reimaginings than I am. So he's just like, rah, 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 rah. So he's just complaining. So I couldn't really enjoy it that much. Mm. So, but really my hatred of Arrow just made me kind of not watch the CW that much. So then I kind of got behind on Flash. And then I'm a season and a half behind watching Flash on Netflix. Well, not Netflix, the little CW app, which I hate. Also, that's why I'm not watching the shows, because the CW app is
trash.
It is bad. Trash-alicious. Like, that's trying to be funny. That's the thing, not to get off the top of the jet, that's the thing. If you're going to create your own app, you need to be good. If you're not going to put in the money and the effort of Netflix, quit doing this bullshit and go ahead and put it on Netflix, Hulu, or whatever, because they are the professionals and you're not.
Just because you want to force me to watch fucking 20 minutes of commercials, you do all that bullshit, that's enough, dog. Just let me watch your shit.
They force you to watch commercials, and then the audio would sync up after the commercial.
Yeah. Like, it's trash.
Like, I only got it because I'm addicted to Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. That is one of my favorite shows because it has so many things that I really identify with, you know, breaking into song, mental illness, fucking chubby Asian guys. So it's everything I love. And it was off Netflix for a bit. They put it back on, thank God. But they were like, oh, if you want to watch the new episodes, you have to use our app. And on the, I don't know, maybe if it works better on other things, but on the Xbox One, it just does not work. Like,
yeah, the CW app
will be like 8 minutes behind the video, which will be two seconds behind the audio. It's just
not a good look. My problem is just that I know it's all just to get us to watch commercials,
right?
And it's just so pointless.
Damn shows you don't want to watch. I don't care about Riverdale, right? I won't ever.
But sure, it's like Riverdale, and I gotta watch the commercials. So if I did care about Riverdale, I'm not gonna binge watch on your app to catch up, because it's like I'm gonna wait for it to go to somewhere where I don't have to fucking sit 20 minutes of commercials. That's why I didn't watch this shit live, is because I didn't want to watch fucking 20 minutes of commercials.
And I think too, what they don't understand, the money and the effort and the infrastructure and the IT time that they wasted in the building this fuck ass app, they could have went ahead and made a deal with these other companies and made it more convenient. And I know CBS is even worse when it comes to their app. And it's one of these things where if y'all want people to watch the shows, you got to make the shit convenient. Everybody 60 and older ain't the only people watching your shows.
Amber, I believe you're back.
Am I though?
Yes. Oh, listen to that. Those dulcet tones.
Wow.
Amber, what are you watching? Get back to can you go back to hating
shall
on
see.
Can you go back to hating on Supergirl now?
Yeah, I think it's a bullshit show. Can you hear me? Am I okay?
We hear you.
Okay, there's a big delay, but that's okay. I'll just talk until I'm told not to. I think it's a weak show. I don't like her. I like a lot of other people, but it's one of those shows you can't get around her. Mm. You know? Like some shows you can, like, I know, because it fails Black Chick Watching, I'm not into Orange is the New Black, but I feel like if I tried, I could get past Piper. If I tried, but I don't want to. I don't care. But I feel like that with Supergirl. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. She is like a very big part of the show, and especially since a large part of it rotates around her work and relationship life. So you really can't, if you don't like that actress or that concept, you definitely can't avoid it. Is it the actress or is it just the whole concept?
I guess it's the concept. She's too bubblegum. I don't know. She's, and they do that stupid thing of, look, she, it's not even that, of course, her hair is down. Now she's a different person. Like, I get it. You know, we just kind of, they're like, suspend your disbelief. It's a thing. Okay, everybody, it's a thing. But for me, it's that whole, and look at how unattractive she is now. And we got to kind of roll with that. Now she's just one of the girls, just like you and me. She eats ice cream and, you know, watches TV with her sister. And it's like, I don't know. She's so unrelatable and charmed, but not charming. And she's kind of a supremacist. Not kind of. She's a supremacist.
What do you mean? What kind of supremacist? White supremacist?
No, but like, with their rival planet, she's like, well, of course you do something wrong, you and your people.
She is, it is, and very much, you know, a plot.
On her moral high horse. plot.
It is very much a plot out of Trump's America, where it's like these illegal alien immigrants coming to this country and they're fucking things up and they're criminals and need to get off of our planet, and it's my job to join up with the DEO and we're gonna kick all these people off the planet. But the only problem is you motherfuckers ain't from the planet either, and y'all ain't got planet passports. Well, I want to do alien registration. Like, it is it does have some elements where it's kind of problematic. I can definitely understand.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't like it. I only kept up with it at the beginning of then because of the crossover. End quotes.
Yeah, that crossover was trash. Like,
and it made a lot of people mad that don't watch Supergirl. They were like, I watch Supergirl for this.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I love Supergirl.
Me too.
So we watch it for the other 59 minutes. Mm-hmm. But that 1 minute of a trial, that 1 minute, like, finish line qualifying crossover move was
people got mad. I was
super
like,
trash.
Oh, I'd have been mad if this is the only reason why I watched this show and you not following the rest of the story. I know you were
super trash.
I don't blame you for being
they mad. Really showed up at the last minute, like, technically the Flash is in this, and then they just left. Now, like, crossover, like, it was so bad. All right, as for me, the only thing new that I watched since the other day, I'm watching Westworld now. I finally got off of episode 3. It took me 5 months, but I'm on episode 4 now, y'all. It is, woo-hoo! Yeah, 5 months later, guys. At this rate, by the time it comes back, I'll be at episode 6. And also, and for the record, man, I know people say it's great, but you guys have got to do a better job explaining it. When you suggest something, a 5 to 6 episode buy-in is a lot, y'all. That's a lot, man, to be like, in this new day and age where there's too much shit to watch,
come on,
to be like, this is a great show, but it's gonna take you 6 hours to enjoy it. Dog, you are asking a lot from my schedule.
That is a lot of investment. And I think for me, because and this is just me speaking, just for me, because of all the different things we do and all the different things we cover and all the we got a lot going on, y'all, there's some shit I'm not gonna watch, and I'm okay with never ever seeing it. I'm okay if it never comes to my life.
You could watch it, but you play Stardew Valley 190 hours, so you can't.
Right.
So it's impossible to get it all done in a day,
and that's more important than y'all shows.
Yeah, so Karen just rejected all our fans. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, as someone that does care about y'all's opinions, I try to watch, you know, and people said Westworld was good, so I'm trying to watch. It does that thing though where it's like Groundhog Day, where they repeat certain elements and then they change it a little bit, then they repeat the element, then they change it a little bit. I don't like that art. I don't like that version of storytelling. Like, I like the movie Groundhog Day, and then after that I'm good. Like, I don't need to see the same thing done over and over until you finally change it. Like, I get actually kind of bored of the repetitiveness. I hope less of that happens the further we get into it, because if I watch this girl get dragged out to be sexually assaulted in a barn one more time, I'm gonna fucking lose my mind, man. I'm like, it's enough, guys. Like, we get it. If I watch Bruce Wayne's parents die again, I'm gonna lose my mind. We got the point. Move into the actual story part of it, because this shit is getting, it's starting to feel like torture or sadomasochism or something, and that's not why I watch things. So I'm kind of waiting for them to get to, like, actual story things that matter, rather than people are bad, aren't they? And like, yes, I 6 hours later, I get it, bro. And then also I watched Logan, which I enjoyed Logan. To be honest, it's the best Wolverine movie they've ever done. The problem is that just doesn't put it near the top for me personally, because I thought the other Wolverine movies were straight up trash. And I just think this is the best they can do with that character. And, you know, kudos to them for finally salvaging something out of that shit show that the other two movies were. I completely get the people that are like, you know, I cried and this is a masterpiece and this is what I needed to see, and everything should be rated R now. I get it. I just don't necessarily agree that everything needs to be rated R.
No, it doesn't.
I don't agree.
It's been good without being rated R. It wasn't the fact that it was rated R. It was really good. It's like they wrote a competent movie.
Right. There you go. So, and also, I mean, it should, it's pretty telling that the way to make a competent Wolverine movie was to ignore the rest of the movies happening. That should, that says something about the other movies, dog. Y'all just were basically like, none of that they're really all happened.
I think we should come to terms that they haven't made a good X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Maybe ever.
Yeah.
Right.
We should just come to terms.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where I'm at. So we were going to go see it. It was sold out. And I was like, well, guess I won't be going to watch it. He went to go watch it last night. I said, have a good time. I'm out. Cause I'm, you know, I guess not trying to find, I got that old woman fuck it gene because I'm like, you know what? I don't care. You make badass movies. No, I'm not going to watch the bullshit no more. I'm out.
Well, you're not old and we know the real reason is Stardew Valley. Okay. You don't have to lie and tell us that it's something else. We know it's the Stardew Valley addiction. It's fine. But yeah, I went by myself. What'd you say, Najayla?
My cat is very confused because as far as he's concerned, I'm talking to the computer and the computer keeps saying his name.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that, buddy. Well, the new Wolverine movie, like I said, and also like, oh man, I'm not trying to be a dick and I'll make sure I'll find somebody and I'll review this movie with, but it's like 20 minutes too long too. Like this nigga, I'm like, is he gonna sleep again? God damn. Like I got the point. Just skip to the part where he wakes up. You know what I mean?
They basically wanted to do two completely different stories.
Yeah.
So they wanted to do Old Man Logan, but then they read the comic and were like, this is garbage truck juice. Mm-hmm. But then they wanted to do X-23 and they're like, we haven't developed this character at all and we need to introduce her. That might be a little hard. So they were like, I know, we'll just smish them together, but they didn't want to sacrifice the time to do both. So there was kind of like a little bit of a lull. Even though I liked it, I think they could have cut some of the farmhouse part out.
Yeah. Actually, you just made me mad because, I forgot some of the things that Fox gets a pass on the way they do people of color. So, I don't know how they earned it.
I don't want to get into spoilers, but there's an actress that I haven't seen in a while. And I'm like, yay! And I'm like,
Right. And not to mention, and this is not really a spoiler because it happens in the opening credits. The Latino people try to steal some rims, dog. For real. We good with this, America?
I felt some type of way about that, but then I'm like, okay, well, he's in Mexico, but then
They was trying. They had to get the rims, y'all.
Yeah.
You know how they loved them. They was probably gonna put on a lowrider. That was probably what they was gonna do.
Yeah, probably was. You know.
I felt like, why were they just trying to steal the car? Like, why?
Right. Because they need the rims, y'all. That's why they were thieves that were stealing rims and playing loud ass hip hop music too.
I kind of felt like he just murdered them over rims. I didn't feel that. Like
he was old now, he didn't give a fuck. Fuck it, Gene kicked in. He was like, I'm killing motherfuckers over rims. So,
and I think for me, maybe it's just me, there's nothing about this that made me excited. Slow ass clips of Johnny Cash singing, look like an old ass Western. I was like, I don't want to see Wolverine in the old West. No.
Yeah. All right, and Amber's just having connection issues.
I was happy.
Yeah, it looks like Amber's having connections issues, so she's gonna hop off and try and stay in the chat.
Okay.
So, sorry, Amber. I don't know what happened with the internet today. It just was not cooperating.
Somebody in the chat just said they thought it was Gran Torino with mutants, which was very weird because I had kind of stated that too. But I felt like it was a less racist version of Gran Torino. Because at least in Gran Torino, like that little sappy Asian kid who, I'm sorry, like some people need a gang. Like if he's going to make it through life and maybe he was one of them. And this one, at least X-23, like she was like way better than him. So it wasn't so much like you need to like mold this little child that isn't good enough that needs white daddying. It was like, you know, she's cool. She's good. Like she was teaching him a lot more than
have a good one.
She teaching her.
At the tone, please record your memo.
Oh, damn. I just tried to call Amber on the phone on the low and It went straight to her voicemail.
Oh, I'm just sorry. We won't be reaching you today.
Sorry. But keep going, Najayla. Sorry about that.
But the movie that it reminded me of the most was Children of Men. I don't know if people remember that movie.
Children of Men.
Yes.
It was the one where she wasn't little, but there was a girl who was like the last pregnant woman on Earth.
Yeah,
the last pregnant woman on Earth, the last mutant that's been born, or they think she's the last mutant, even though, you know, whatever.
Well, I think it had some good elements to it. As far as like the interactions with with her and stuff with him, like as far as like Logan kind of taking on his father role and shit. It wasn't trash, you know what I mean? It's just, I think the bar is low because it's just Logan movies, and I think people got blown away by that. So I'm sorry, I'm calling Amber in the background.
Yep.
Oh, cool. We got her now. All right. There probably will not be a delay anymore. So.
What I think is cool about Logan.
Will I hear Jayla though?
Oh, can you not? Oh, wait. Can you not hear Najayla? Hold on. Najayla, say something real quick.
Hello. I'm speaking.
Oh, I hear her now. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. She can hear you. All right. Cool. All right. So we made this work. All right. See, this is that ingenuity on the fly, guys. But yeah, I watched Logan and I thought it was good. So there you guys go. And I did not think it was I'm not as hyperbolic on it as this is the best comic book movie of all time.
Is a lie. I get upset when people say that because I'm like, have we forgotten that Road to Perdition exists?
I don't think I've seen Road to Perdition. That's a comic book movie?
Yes, Road to Perdition was a graphic novel.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, it doesn't even pass like the Avengers movies and Guardians of the Galaxy for me. So I don't even, Road to Perdition could be the best movie of all time, but I'm just saying it ain't even past like some of the Marvel shit for me to be like, this Logan movie, like, nigga, please.
I really, really enjoyed it. Maybe because I just came back from it, like literally right before I called in, I was going to wear like something like nerdier, but I walked in the door, had to set up my laptop, my camera, so it's super fresh in my mind, and I really enjoyed it. And I don't know if it was, I'm just overjoyed that the source material is being taken seriously and kind of realized in a way that when I thought about a Wolverine movie, this is what I always had in mind.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it's what they should have been doing for you.
20 years. They've had 20 years to make a good one, right. And we have one.
Yeah, it's what they should have been doing from jump. That's all. Like, it's not, like I said, it's not even, I just think people are being hyperbolic about the whole best thing ever. I just think it's good. It's a really good movie. And that's about, like, you know. And there's people like Amber that say, hey, not even good. Okay? It's trash, and I hate it. So I understand that, too. Samurai Jack is the other thing I've been watching that's new. It came back for season 5 last night. I mean, it took like...
It would have been years. I even went back and read the comics.
It's got to be like 10 years or something.
It's been a big ass gap, and they talk about limited time. I'm like, limited time, my ass. Bring this show back. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I've watched it. Cameron's playing Stardew Valley. But I watched it, and it was so good. It did put me right back in the thick of things, and I do love Jack, and apparently Aku has some new villainesses where he trained 7 deadly women from the time that they were babies into like straight up assassins, and he's gonna send all 7 of them at Jack, so that's gonna be interesting to see how they handle that, because that's my man Samurai Jack. All right, that is all of the entertainment stuff. It's time to get into the news, okay? Let's talk about what the hell has been happening. Did you guys know that Pirates of the Caribbean 5 may not be the final Pirates of the Caribbean film?
Why
not?
Why do we need more of that?
We shouldn't even have made this one. Your main character, you don't even show his face.
Yeah. I think the new trailer finally shows that Johnny Depp is in the movie. I think... they wanted to let the domestic violence pass over, and
who
finally
asking for this, and I'm sorry, you're still gonna have people protesting.
All right, well, I mean, Amber, are you a big Pirates of the Caribbean fan?
No, I saw the first one. I'm good.
Oh, all right, so no one here is a pirate. Okay, well, cool. Next article, since none of us care. Yeah! All of us are like, I won't be seeing four, though, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Bumblebee. What'd you say, Najayla? It's kind of quiet.
I have never seen a full Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Oh. Yeah, I think the first one was good. I finished that.
The first one was fun. I think the first two we seen in the theaters, two or three. Now
first three we saw in the theater, but the second one was just okay, and the third was trash.
Right,
so.
And after that, I tapped out.
Yeah. They also did that thing where they went and got an Asian actor to be one of the people, but they built it in
Right?
Yeah, it was Chow Yun Fat, and in the trailer they build it like he was gonna have like a whole lot of action and shit, but there's no action. It like he's not involved in none of the fighting. He's just like, I'm just an Asian pirate dude, and
he
I was like, that is some horrible fucking misleading average. It's like, let's show him with a sword, let's show him fat. And then when you watch the movie, he's like, I just like to talk.
It's slow and boring.
There's gonna be a Bumblebee solo movie that will be helmed by the director of Kubo and the Two Strings, director Travis Knight.
Ooh, I love conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
I love Kubo and Two Strings. For those who didn't see it, it was literally one of the best animations of last year. I hope you can. You know what? It might fuck around and actually be good. Probably might be better than the regular ones because the director is really, really good. Somebody, Michael Bay, is blowing shit up that I'm all here for, so we'll see.
Well, I don't know how much Michael Bay have to do with it. He may be producing it or something.
Yeah, this
but
might,
the screenplay for the film was written by Christina Hodson, who did Shut In, and it'll be produced by Lorenzo de Bonaventure, Michael Bay, and Steven Spielberg collectively. So I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to it because Kubo and the Two Strings was my shit.
It was very good, very dark, but it was excellent.
And I'll watch anything that involves Transformers being on screen doing shit. It doesn't even matter if it's bad. I don't care. So I'm gonna watch
it. I'm not gonna see another Transformers movie unless it's Transformers versus G.I. Joe, and it's based on the comic, and they give Larry Hama a cameo. Until then, they're not gonna see my ass.
I would watch that, but I don't even need it to be based on the comic. I just want to watch The Rock fight big ass Transformers. I will watch the G.I. Joe movie version fight Transformers. But I will watch it all, so I don't care. I have very low bar. Sleeping Dogs, the game that Najayla's been playing, one of my favorite games. I played through that game like 5 times. Mm-hmm.
Still trying to beat your safe driving score. It's impossible.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm the safest driver there is, okay, buddy? I got nothing but time on my hands, and I make sure to be on the road.
45 minutes of straight driving. Where did you drive that long in that game?
I just didn't take a taxi. I went from, you know, his apartment, the broke one, not the good one, the first apartment. Yeah. I drove from his first apartment all the way to his nice apartment, but I went around the right way, not the left. I went the long way around, and I took the highway and just stayed on there and was chilling, man. I don't even remember why I did that, to be honest. I think I didn't mean to do it, or I was either trying to do it to be like, I'm gonna get this record, or I just didn't mean to. I can't remember, but yeah, that's my game, man.
It's impossible to be, and I've been trying, and then somebody, like, I'll drive, and then like, ah, crap, there's a guy on a bike, and I accidentally like clip him with people on their stupid mopeds. Go to some old lady on a moped that I end up hitting, and I'm like, oh, gotta start over. And then I've not come close.
Well, I don't want to, because you're my friend, I'll tell you one of the things that helped me. I used a motorcycle instead of a car because it's easier to keep from getting hit and shit. And you can also ride on the side, on the margins of the highway, and most of the time it won't be blocked. So you gotta get a little bit lucky, but the motorcycle is the way to go. And a speed bike, a dirt bike is better than a motorcycle because it goes slower, So, cause it's like when you get, it penalizes you for getting like your maximum speed or something. I can't remember now. It's been a while, but, anyway, they have a movie, which is so good because literally Sleeping Dogs is already like so many fucking, movies that I've seen that, are like Asian movies, like, Infernal Affairs and shit like that. And it takes so much inspiration. What'd you say?
It stars Edison Chen, who will never be able to make a movie in China again because, well, he had a scandal that kind of destroyed his career.
What kind of scandal?
Basically, he dropped his MacBook off and decided that people weren't going to go through it, take all the images and put them on the internet. So his personal, romantic business. Put out for everyone to view. So he took plenty of pictures of his penis in various women, some who were married.
Oh,
and just him, just like smoking blunt, banging a chick who is married, and that doesn't fly in China.
Oh, so well, damn. He kind of
been exiled. Well, and he was also at the time dating a triad boss's daughter. But like he's a businessman, but he's totally a triad boss. So yeah, I'm pretty sure he can't like go back to China ever, or he'll die.
Shit. Well, yeah. I'll say this, man. I guess it worked out for Donnie Yen because he got that lead role for Sleeping Dogs, and you know Donnie Yen is one of those people.
I love Donnie Yen, but I feel he's a little old.
I was gonna say, Donnie Yen is one of those people, almost like Jet Li, except Donnie Yen's, I think his English is better. Mm-hmm. But, he's one of those people where, and we do this all the time in America, by the time we realize they're dope, they had been dope for like 20 years, right, and we're now getting like the, no offense to Donnie, cause I love that dude, but the least dope version of Donnie Yen, as opposed to like, we could have had prime Donnie Yen. We could have had prime Jet Li. But we always wait till it's too late to be like, well, let's give him Lethal Weapon and put him in there for 20 minutes now that he's no longer kicking everybody's ass. Let's just get him. Now he'll just kick most people's ass. And I kind of hate that about, you know, the way that people blow up here. Like Donnie Yen was in, what was that terrible movie we saw? Legends of Xander Cage, the Triple X, whatever, the new one. He was in that, but it's like, yeah, you have Tony Jaa and Donnie Yen, but you waited till they were like 10 years ago, I would have been like, oh shit. Not 2017, I'm like, okay, good for them.
Yes.
And Donnie, he's like Samuel Jackson. He will do any movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel.
Because ain't he doing in Star Wars?
He was in Star Wars. Now, once again, imagine. Yep. For the record, I love Donnie Yen. This isn't this. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. 1996 Donnie Yen, let him be in one of them prequels. Let him be Darth Maul. Darth Maul didn't even talk. Let him be Darth Maul in like 2005 or whatever the fuck that movie came out. We would have been like, it's so lit. And now it's like, I still love him. I'm gonna support him. I would definitely spend my money to support this man, but it's not the same. America got to stop being like,
able to do the same storyline with him being such, you know, an older gentleman, because he's supposed to be like a young guy. And maybe because I play him just shirtless, because it makes him the most obnoxious.
Right.
I just see, like, a middle-aged guy probably now, and he's talking about, like, the possibility of maybe one day settling down. Like, watching a 50-year-old guy say that is just sad.
Yeah.
What has he done with his life? Not investing his 401k?
Yeah, like, now would be the perfect time for Louis Tan to get that role, you know? But yeah. We won't see that.
Yeah. Hopefully, maybe. We don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe Lewis will be in it. I just hope he's not that one fuck that's your friend that gets killed, because
that was played by Edison Chen.
Oh, okay. Small world, man. Small world. I love how that whole segment came all the way back around.
I have Facebook friends with a whole bunch of people that were in that game. So I keep on, like, binging them on Facebook, like, hey, Feror, I'm playing your game. And I've been doing it for like 5 years. I'm pretty sure they're sick of it.
I don't
get residual checks for this anymore. Please stop reminding me.
the SpaceX program, the company that Elon Musk owns, they plan to send people to the moon in 2018.
I'm not somebody who's super into corporate space travel, because if it becomes corporate interest, then are they going to contaminate it? Are they bring awful stuff back because they're not following certain safety protocols? Like, I don't trust a corporation to go to space.
This is how Alien started, the movie, where there's always that one person that's like, sure, it's going to kill everyone, but I could sell it for like $1 billion on Earth and make like alien soldiers or something. My problem with this is the same problem I always have with every story with Elon Musk, which is that I believe he's a supervillain. And I feel like we're late on recognizing that. But if James Bond actually existed in this world, we would all be like, well, obviously Elon Musk is evil and James Bond is going to stop him one day. That's how I feel, but we don't have a James Bond, guys. Okay. We live in a world.
There's no Batman.
With no superheroes, and we just keep letting this motherfucker do shit like dig super tunnels under the earth and fucking go to the moon with no supervision and privatize Mars and shit. And one of these days, mark my words, we're all going to look back and be like, well, fuck, I should have known when the Death Ray satellite was aimed at fucking Washington that it was Elon Musk, dog. Of course it was him. All right. Just saying.
Yeah.
Disney has won 9 out of the last 10 Oscars for the best animated feature.
I understand that. Yeah, I'm not arguing.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. All right. Thought that was going to be controversial for a second, but apparently not. Disney, own Pixar now.
Right, I mean, who's doing it better than them?
No, nobody. I mean, apparently, 9 out of 10 times.
Cars 3 isn't winning. I mean, like, it's a good one.
Oh, yeah, they did stop making the car franchise. Car franchise is terrible.
Yeah, The Incredibles, Ratatouille, WALL-E, Up, Toy Story 3, Brave.
Films. They should have won just best film.
Which one?
Up.
No, okay. All right. I got to ask this, guys. Do you mean Up should have won, or do you mean the first 10 minutes of Up should have won?
The first 10 minutes
we all mean the same thing. Come on. Everybody cried that first, like, watching that old lady die.
And the thing is, I know it might sound not to be the kind of, I haven't seen Up. I hear people talk about it, but I've never seen Up.
Maybe they'll put it in Stardew Valley one day and you'll get to see it in the game.
They better put it on my high definition TV I paid $4,500 for. I watched the shit then.
Brave, Frozen, Big Hero 6, Inside Out, and Zootopia.
Yeah, I've seen all the other movies with that
one. I'm actually shocked Brave won. Because Brave had that controversy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all remember that, but where they had like a woman that was a director and then they kind of got her off the project.
Yep.
That was like a whole big to do, and it still won even with that backstory and knowing that it's a bit disjointed. People are like, this is still a great story. So will you be able to use your face to unlock your iPhone 8 handset? It will have a front facing 3D laser scanner so it recognizes you.
No, I don't want that.
Najayla says, no, thank you.
First of all, like, I can't even get cameras to recognize my face so I can have a little thing on the Snapchat. There's no way in hell I want to rely on that to unlock my phone.
All right.
Most of the technology is based on white skin. So,
right.
It's blocking my phone.
All right. Well, Amber, I heard you say what? So they're going to have the new iPhone 8 and it'll have a front facing 3D laser scanner and you'll be able to use your face to unlock it. No words, no buttons, no nothing.
No, I'm good, dog.
All right. There you go. I think this is good. I think this is
to unlock my phone.
What'd you say, Najayla? I'm sorry.
I don't even like that my fingerprint unlocks my phone.
Thank you.
Because I don't want somebody to, like, break a thumb off and steal my bank credentials. Like, I don't know.
Well.
Wow, that got dark.
I don't want anything that I wouldn't want removed to unlock anything important.
I was thinking you were taking that to I don't want people to see my nudes or something, and you went straight to cut my thumb off, steal my bank account. That is a new level of dark.
I don't want my prints on file.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not taking any DNA tests because Lord knows that.
Thank you. Thank you. If you're innocent, then you won't care.
I care.
I'm actually the opposite, guys. The easier, the better, because I think it gives us more defenses when we're in court. So, even if I did kill somebody, I can be like, they clearly stole my fingerprints from my iPhone, and that's why they're framing me, and that would be my defense in court, and nobody can deny it because all of us have our fingerprints in our phones, and I'll be able to get away with murder. So, you heard it here first, guys. You're welcome.
Unbelievable.
Well, hey, look, somebody gotta hip y'all the game, okay? And it's only, the only way to have the best alibi is to start giving them more and more access to our lives so we can just say they framed us for the crimes that we actually did do.
You have not.
Okay, Annalise.
I'm just, first of all, I'm trying to help you ungrateful sons of guns, and y'all keep blaming me for all these murders y'all keep committing. I don't understand how much work I'm supposed to do, and you all fell in my class, by the way. Give me my trophy back.
Right. You have not paid attention to Transformers.
I'm just trying to help, Karen. I'm just trying to help.
Now, we'll say our heat and air conditioning unit gonna kill us. It's gonna jack up the heat one day. We won't die.
All right. That is a reference that only people that have listened to the old episodes get. All right. So, the other thing, though, I think people worry about with this technology that I kind of like, what if you got somebody that's cheating on you? Now you can get in a phone. All you need is to put the phone in front of their face. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like a lot of this technology is done by people that just get cheated on. So they keep coming up with ways to get into your phone without you knowing. So it's like, oh, just wait till they're asleep, put their fingerprint on the button, and then I can go in there and see who you've been calling, So this is just another example of that. So whatever gets us to finding out who's cheating is better. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Xbox has unveiled an Xbox Game Pass, which gives access to 100 games for a monthly subscription fee. So it rotates around, but essentially they've signed on a bunch of companies. Let me see who all it is. It's 2K, 505 Games, Bandai Namco Entertainment, Capcom, Codemasters, Deep Silver, Focus Home Interactive, Sega, SNK Corporation, THQ Nordic, GmbH, Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment, and Microsoft Studios, where essentially every month they'll have 100 games that you can just play for the cost of, I think it's $9.99 a month, and you can just pick any of them digitally or whatever, and it changes every month. So the next month is a different 100 games, and the month after that is a different 100 games. They said when it launches later this spring, it'll include Halo 5 Guardians, Payday 2, NBA 2K16, Soul Calibur 2. I think the idea here is to compete with all of the rental services, because they have you can go to a grocery store now, put your credit card in, you can rent a video game out of Redbox. They have a Gamefly, mm-hmm. where you can yeah, so basically they're just trying to compete with that. So you'll just be paying $10 a month, and you can just get it downloaded to your Xbox One. What do y'all think about that?
I think it's great for people who want to play a super big variety game, but I don't think it'll be worth it for me. I've been playing the same maybe 10 games for the last maybe 15 years. So I was I don't see that being super worth it for me, but I could definitely see how that would be worth it to many, many people. I kind of feel like if you're already paying for Xbox Live, instead of giving us the two games that we get to keep, you should be able to be like, hey, do I want this game? Because sometimes I don't want the game with gold.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could say I want the option of getting, I can play those 100 games for this month or the half a month or whatever, I'd rather do that than having to pay an extra $9, but
that makes sense. And Karen, of course, I'm assuming you only play Stardew Valley, so it wouldn't be worth it for you.
You look with the jokes. I think for me, I am here for this, particularly for people that download games. Like this right here is what they desire. Because the thing is, the $9.99 a month is a drop in the bucket compared to paying full price for a game. I think it will allow you to test the game to see if you like it. And if you like it, you have the right to purchase it. So I think that it is worth the $9.99 a month. You know, and I guess my thing is, if I put it like this, I agree with you, Najayla. It's one of these things where you can either continue to do, I think you should have options. You can do the game for gold for free, or you should be able to opt into this. And if you opt into, waive whatever fee that you pay for, you know how you keep your Xbox Live? Mm-hmm. You should waive that fee. You could say you do the game for gold, and then you continue to pay for whatever it is, however it is you pay for it. But if you opt, you can opt into the system, and we will waive whatever fee that you were paying for Xbox Live, because that would get more people into it, because you're already paying for game, to keep Xbox Live on anyway. Like Najayla say, it's literally two fees. Mm-hmm. So let's eliminate the two fees. Let's say, okay, we continue to give you these games, you get the free games with gold. But if you don't want the games with gold, if you want to opt into this, because the makers they have make majority, probably 80 to 90% of most games come from the majority of these makers. You know, so it's smart for people that download and they don't want to go to GameStop, they don't want to be up at midnight, they don't care about having a hard copy, they want to wake up and just be able to pick and download. This is great. Like Roger say, it's a competition for GameFly, it's a competition for GameStop, and my thing is smart, and mark my word, other systems will begin to follow suit. And I think that, my personal opinion, this is some shit that they would have implemented first, but fucking gamers cried and whined and cried because they didn't want the fucking future, so now we finally getting pieces of it now.
Yeah, when they first came out with the system and they were like, it's gonna be discless and you can just download games, I do think this was part of their vision. Right. It was like this idea of being able to go back and play whatever you want for less money. But you gotta wait on people to catch up, essentially. I think people had to catch up to the idea of like, oh yeah, I guess it is more convenient to just download this game, and no, I won't be able to resell it, but yeah, but GameStop's fucking me anyway on that. Like, GameStop's corrupt as fuck anyway, so it's like, they were basically walking in and being like, yeah, it'll give you a nickel and a hand job, that you owe me for this brand new game you bought. And it's like, wait a minute, I feel like something didn't happen right here.
Right.
So I think also GameStop has to be scared. Right. You know, because what if I can just access 100 games at my house at any point in time? They have to hope that people continue to be lazy, that people continue to kind of be a little bit intimidated by technology. But you can tell from the
score, kind of realize it's like the used bookstore, like they kind of realize that their time is up.
Right.
So you see they're doing more like
phone service
of technologies, right, and tablets. Mm-hmm. Just like how they phased out GameStop used to sell a lot of DVDs.
Yep.
They don't sell those anymore. I think the companies are like, this isn't it.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do when, you know, just what they're going to do, because it's going to keep dropping the more and more as people get used to the new technology.
And I think too, this version probably benefits the game developers more, because the thing about GameStop,
yeah,
the developers don't make a dime off of the resale games.
Exactly.
That's why they push those resale games. Tell your shit that's not there, that's actually they have in stock. So they're tired of investing all this money and getting screwed, and then people wonder why this great game come out and there was never a sequel. They didn't make any fucking money.
Yeah, downloadable games have always benefited the developers more than, right, paying for publishing, printing of disc, and especially once the resale value thing comes in, because GameStop has completely been like, we will give you zero, like you get nothing out of this resale. And sometimes they're turning around and reselling a game like that was $60 last week for $50, so that's 50 fresh dollars and you didn't get shit for that game that you made except for that first hit. So
I'm sorry. And my personal opinion is something that a lot of gamers don't understand. It will cause the price of games to drop, because everybody raves about Steam. That's what they're trying to get to, the point where they're like Steam, but it's very hard to get there. Do you like paying $69.99 for a game? Most people don't. So they're trying to get it to the point where it will drop, where you can get games really, really cheap. Game developers profit, will get greater games in a quicker period of time, in my opinion. This is
no, it's not just opinion, it's proven. I mean, game prices are dropping faster in that in the digital store now than they used to, but it's also because more people are getting them. So Evangeline Lilly, who is you guys may know her as the Wasp in the Ant-Man franchise.
Okay.
When it comes it's coming back, it'll be called Ant-Man and the Wasp. Mm-hmm. So she's like co-starring in it. Well, apparently they had an Emerald City Con, and she was dragging DC films, the DC comic films.
She has functioning eyes and other perceptors of media, so.
She then revealed that post Hobbit she was planning to retire when fate intervened. She says Edgar Wright called me. He wanted her to join Ant-Man, and this is where there was some editorializing. The only thing was, even though she wanted to work with Wright, she wasn't sure she wanted to do a superhero movie. She wasn't at all familiar with Marvel's films at the time, but somewhat unconventional casting of Paul Rudd as Ant-Man had her intrigued, so she decided to check out the MCU. How have I missed these guys who are making really cool superheroes who don't take themselves too seriously, she said. Then she took a shot when she talked about they asked her who would she call an example of the opposite, and she said DC films. As far as taking things too seriously and making bad movies. Mm-hmm. So.
You really say that's taking a shot other than like stating back? I mean.
Yeah. I guess she's supposed to be nice.
Well-reviewed films.
Yeah. I guess it's mean to spoil out the truth sometimes. You know, I guess depending on when you say it, it can be mean, even if something's true, to just throw that out there. And it probably hurt the people at DC Films' feelings that she was like, your movies suck.
Make better movies then. Just, you know, because
it's sad when Lego Batman has better representation of the DC characters and universe than their tentpole films.
And you know what? There
are more Suicide Squad members in Lego Batman than in Suicide Squad.
Like, damn.
That's a problem. Why was, like, Bronze Tiger in Lego Batman but not Suicide Squad, or Orca, King Shark? Like, why DC?
Oh,
they don't want to be free.
You know what? Speaking of source material that I didn't mind they changed, I don't mind Will Smith being the black version of Deadshot or whatever. Like, cool.
I appreciated that they were like, we're gonna hire Will Smith and we're gonna tell him to Will Smith it up.
Yeah. Only good thing about that movie to me is that they just were like, you know what, Will Smith, just be you. Don't even worry about this. Don't do any research for the role. And then they even had to go back and add like jokes, because they were just like, when their reshoots, when, you know, everybody was like, these movies are so humorless, they take themselves too serious. They were like, okay, Will Smith, just do some Will Smithness and we'll get it on film and we'll just throw these jokes in there. And you know what? Worked for me just fine. Movie sucked, but he was fine. Let's see what else we got. Todd McFarlane, who made Spawn, and he says his Spawn reboot will sport a dark and nasty R rating.
You talking about Spawn with the black dude?
Yeah, black dude.
Yeah, awesome. Todd McFarlane's been saying this since the last Spawn movie came out. He's been saying he wants to reboot it and make Spawn like a supernatural thriller. You don't even see him, which is like, fuck you, Todd. But I don't know. I don't have much hope because of look what he let them make.
Yeah, that first one was trash. But I'm gonna be real with y'all. I feel like I got hope for this one because technology is caught up. I don't think they really could make a good Spawn film with the technology they had at the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I take it back. They could have made a good. They can always make a good film. It's not that, but I think it'll be easier now with CGI and the resurgence of the comic book genre as a film franchise, like a thing where people want to latch on to.
Who is this under? Like,
who? What do you mean? It's not under DC, or it's an Image comic, so it's not under DC or Marvel.
I don't think it was special effects that made the Spawn movie bad.
When's the last time you watched it?
I actually watched Spawn about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it don't. Like, I watched it probably a month ago.
Special effects are good by any means of word. But they could have been like industrial lights magic, and that was still a trash movie.
The movie was trash, but it definitely hurts when the special effects are trash as well.
Well, I mean, it looked unfinished. It was very bad.
It's bad. It's very, like, but you know what else is trash? Transformers. But I own all of them on Blu-ray because the robot fighting looks just fine. It's only the people and the talking that's terrible. But I can watch big robots hit each other all goddamn day.
All day long.
So I would take a Spawn where I can watch them fight a big ass demon and it looks good over the shit that they gave us already. That was super trash.
Were you going to say something, Amber?
No. I don't remember why I made a noise.
I like, Amber's like, no, I wasn't.
Nah. Oh, because I heard her say something.
I don't like Spawn or any of this bullshit. All right, let's get to something that Amber does love. Okay, guys. Wait, I actually don't know if Amber loves this. Do you like Pokemon Go?
I played it a couple days.
And then you were like, fuck that shit?
Yeah, I kind of fell off. It was fun, though.
Well, apparently they know that a lot of people fell off.
They fought now. It was they fought that people fell off because they couldn't keep their shit up and running.
Well, I mean, they got it up and running pretty good after a while, but I think even after that, people still kind of fell off. And part of it is because of their gym system. So they have it set up where they have Poke Gyms. And they say the gym portion of Pokemon Go needs a lot more work, and we are trying to improve it and make a bigger change on how the system works. Overall, I think we need a little bit more time to think through how we do it. We needed to define gyms in a way that works in a mobile game. For example, we didn't have, there's no playable character. There's no non-playable characters. That's not how the game works. We're an MMO, massively multiplayer online RPG. And we expect people to play with other people. So I think what they didn't account for is the antisocialness of gamers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and especially strangers, essentially. Right. Like, I'm supposed to go to food line, set up a Poke Gym, and then some random person walks in with a phone and tries to catch my Charizard or whatever the fuck. And I'm supposed to be like, hey, what's going on, man? You know, we're together in this. And it's like, that's pretty much the opposite of everything I do with my phone. Everything I do with my phone is to avoid other people.
Right. And I think
actively avoided gyms. I've had one gym fight. Well, first of all, they put a lot of gyms in my area in New Jersey. They're all at police stations.
Mm.
So,
oh my God.
Are you sure, Najayla, are you sure you're not playing Pokemon Go Back to Africa?
I watched a lot of Pokemon Go. Like, they moved my desk because there's a Pokestop that was right by my cubicle, and they moved me across the room so I can't flick the Pokestop all day anymore.
I don't like this. This seems very anti-black the way y'all. This, I haven't played this game, but this doesn't sound too promising.
But I do like. I never liked the whole gym thing. I do, like, I like taking, like, jogs or whatever, so I would always pass the stops when I wouldn't go to the gym because, like, I don't care and I don't want to play with other people and I don't want to be the old bitch rolling up to the Poke Gym while, like, people are taking their kids. Like, that's creepy. Like, oh, hey, I'm just communicating with your children. No worries.
Right.
And, like, oh, my God, I kind of want to see that now. Just old-ass people. Hanging out with little kids fighting at the Poke Gym. That is the weirdest shit ever. At the police station.
I can guarantee that happened.
That's not how I want to live my life.
Right. And I guess for me, it's several things. A, they didn't take into account kids, because parents are like, no, motherfucker, you're not going out walking around at night. You stay right here. So if you had a parent that required their child to play Pokemon Go, and if your house ain't a gym, I don't know what to tell you. So a lot of children can't play it.
Okay, it's not that kid. I mean, you don't have to play it at night, for one. But
no, you don't have to play it at night.
The kid, you know, I think it was out to get kids active and involved, and what they did was they made a lot of Pokestops, like, you know, the library and the store and stuff. Like, GameStop had a bunch of them, right? But the problem is you battle other people for these Pokemon. People don't show up to battle strangers for their Pokemon, so they were thinking maybe we should make like some non-playable people. So you like show up and you battle not a person, like it's just a fictional thing that you battle this fake person they made up, which I'm surprised they just didn't already have in the game. It seems like that's
kept people playing.
Common sense. They probably just thought people were more, they thought people were better people than people are. That's really what happened.
People, a lot of people, like, they're like you, they might be introverted, but they're like, I'm not going out and meet people, fuck that.
Yeah, that's an extra step I'm not taking with my game, dog.
Well, a lot of people, they're not.
I'm sorry. I play games to avoid y'all. No offense.
Yeah, I just want to take a group of people. I'm not going to game with people.
Yeah, no offense, humanity. No offense, but you guys aren't that cool. Let's see what else is happening. It's almost against the break, so let me go to the next section. Najayla, what's going to happen is going to look like we're off the screen. I'm going to invite you to the next session and put you back on screen. So this only takes like less than a minute. Give me 1 second. And Amber, you just hang on. You're still on Skype, so you'll be fine. Oh, man. But so why'd you stop playing Pokemon, Amber?
I think because it stopped being cool, and not because I'm a trendsetter. It's just there wasn't momentum in the, you know, collective for me to keep going.
I feel like you are a trendsetter, and I think you're kind of selling yourself short.
Yes.
But. as a trendsetter, I mean, if you would have set up some Pokemon Go stops, I'm sure people would have joined in.
Yes, they would have.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
That was another thing, because I didn't really know what I was doing.
Okay, I can understand that too. Nothing makes you feel older than holding a phone in your pocket or in your hand, and it just doesn't make sense, you know? So, all right, next story. Oh, wait, this is not really a story, but Samurai Jack is good. That was a review. I don't even know why I put that in there. how the Chinese box office is saving Hollywood. Apparently, there's these things that come out of America called movies. And some of them are not very good.
No, they're not.
But some of them don't do well here domestically, but worldwide, and especially in China, they do better and they're able to make their money, which is why sometimes you see sequels to movies that you're like, who saw that?
Right.
A great example is World of Warcraft, which me and Karen saw in the theater.
I enjoyed that movie.
A very empty theater.
Yes, it was.
But when you look at the returns, it made a lot of money. It just didn't make any money in America.
Mm-mm.
It's one of the top-grossing films in China. That year.
Wait, what'd you say that again?
World of Warcraft in China was one of the top summer grossing films.
Yep. Yes, Karen.
And I think it's getting to the point where movies are no longer going to be made for Americans. They literally are going to make movies for overseas. Like,
oh, you mean like The Great Wall?
Yeah, that nobody saw. But that one don't count.
That actually is. I mean, but it's funny though, right? Because intuitively, I'm like, y'all casted a white dude in the lead because of America, right? Mm-hmm. No, their theory is it's almost like a power move to say our Chinese movie went and got this American star to be in it, which lends credence to our movie. Now, I'm not saying that that's correct.
Right.
Obviously, it got shitted on by the critics there. I'm not sure how much money it actually ended up making. And it definitely didn't work in America. But their idea was, like, it was the opposite of the way we would think of it.
Yeah, and I think for me, I guess the way I view it, from my understanding, they have two markets. They have one catered to their people, and then they have another market. And so the people overall, they have tons of movies. So, and it's a culture difference. How they view it and how we view it here in America is completely different.
Well, all I'm saying is this. That movie made 17 to 20 million for the opening weekend in America. Okay. Great Wall. Mm-hmm. Overall, it cost $135 million.
Woo!
So that's a net loss of over $100 million, right?
Okay.
Except in the Chinese, in China, it made $170
million. Wow.
Oh, yeah. So honestly, it's saving some movies that are shit. You know what I mean? No offense to World of Warcraft, and I didn't see Great Wall, so I don't know. Maybe don't it's fucking, maybe it's excellent and I just didn't see it. But yeah, over the past decade, China cinema goers have exploded to new heights that have surpassed every other international market. In 2015, gross revenues in the country reached a staggering $7 billion, close to double that of 2013. So this is in a short period of time that this has just become like the number one global market for these movies, you know? Compared to that of the American market, where audiences' attentions are divided, peak TV is at its most saturated, and streaming services like Netflix have become legitimate Hollywood power players. For Hollywood, the Chinese market has, in a relatively short amount of time, become a necessary part of blockbuster release strategies. I'd even say this might even be the blame for the latest Ghostbusters film not making a lot of money. Because apparently things involving like ghosts and shit.
Yeah, it was. They would not release it in China.
Right. They couldn't release it in China, and that movie lost money, and now we might not get a sequel.
Ah.
Right. It's like the game is complicated, man. You know, like it's not as simple as just, this movie is trash, or this movie didn't do well here. If you can pitch something that makes Chinese people go watch it, that's where the power is. That's where the money is right now. I mean, Pacific Rim got a sequel and it didn't make money here.
I love that movie.
Yeah, but we're getting a Pacific Rim 2. It made all its money overseas. So
what is funny to me is like the Asian market is now so much more important, but they still won't put Asian people in movies.
And
they have to.
Yeah, that's true too. And also when they do it, it's such tokenism. Like people shit on the Transformers universe, but the last one, half the fucking movie takes place in like China. Mm-hmm. One of the fucking Transformers is an Asian Transformer. Like the fucking Dinobots suddenly are just in China for some reason. You're like, what? This was in none of the books. And they're just like, we need to find a reason to go over there, film, and sell the fuck out of this movie. And what did it do? $1 billion. It's the most profitable movie of that year. Simply because they were, I mean, I guess, you know what? Representation is like that sometimes where you're just starving for that, like, fuck it, I'll take it. We in there compared to all the other shitty movies and shit that had nobody in there. I guess we're watching Transformers, and that must be the formula, because you look at the reviews for Transformers and they're all bad. Mm-hmm. But they made all the money, you know? So I don't know, man. Good. Good on the, maybe eventually we'll start even making good movies that make money in China.
I hope so.
We can dream, guys. Okay. That's what I'm saying. but yeah, I just thought that was an interesting article. Let's see. Oh, Bobby Carnival and BD Wong have now become series regulars on Mr. Robot for their third season. Okay. Interesting. I didn't realize BD Wong wasn't already a regular, but
I've never
What'd you say, Najayla?
She's never seen Mr. Robot.
You never seen Mr. Robot? Man, I'm not even gonna, you know what? I'm not gonna hate on you, Najayla. You're a busy lady. You were working 20-hour days and stuff for a while there in the heyday of Mr. Robot. I hope you can catch up because it's a really good show. And BD
really love the lead actor.
Mm-hmm. So. And BD Wong is fucking a beast. He, like, that motherfucker steals the show. So watch Mr. Robot.
Girl, I love BD Wong.
Well, you're gonna love, I think you'll love this show, man. Watch Mr. Robot, everybody.
Have you watched it, Amber?
I saw one season. I mean, it was good, but it might be a testament to how I feel that I wasn't like, let me keep up with season two.
Yeah, you didn't come back, so I mean, that is bad. I mean, I loved it.
But and, I recognize it's a good show. It was fun. It was just, I don't know.
Not your thing?
Guess not.
That's all right, man. I forgive you. It's everybody can't be on board with the greatness, or no. It's okay. Anyway.
You're not talking with the Logan watching ass.
First of all, I watched Logan. I did not say it was great, so you have to take that back. I'm personally insulted. X-Men is getting a TV series, and they They officially came out with a title. It's going to be titled Gifted. At least, no, they potentially are going to title it Gifted.
Who's behind it?
Who's behind it? Well, it's coming from...
Oh, yeah, good point.
Let's see. Well, here's the thing, okay? I'm watching Legion.
Mm-hmm.
And Legion is really fucking good.
Okay.
But Bryan Singer gets, like, producing credit on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Bryan Singer has anything to do with it because it's
okay.
good.
Okay, he must
I just think his name was on anything from Fox that has the X-Men. I just think he puts his name on it. But, and he even got interviewed and said that they didn't have any plans to tie it into the X-Men universe for the movies.
Okay.
Unless it quote unquote earned its way.
Mm-mm.
To which I'm like, don't you mean y'all need to earn your way to this good TV? Cause y'all make bad movies and they got good TV. That's how the fuck are those? What are you talking about? But the point being, that's excellent. And so I'm going to give this a chance. I really am looking forward to this.
Okay.
But yeah, so there's a, obviously there's Legion that's on FX, but there's an X-Men television series in the works at Fox from showrunner Matt Nix, who did Burn Notice.
I haven't seen that one.
No?
Okay. I don't know what that is. Have you seen it?
Some of it's about a spy.
Yeah. Oh.
Hold on a second. Amber, was it you that were talking about Burn Notice?
No, it was Najayla.
Oh, Najayla.
Mm-hmm. No, I just said I heard of it.
Okay, all right. And Najayla, you watched it?
Well, you couldn't avoid it. It was like always on.
Mm.
So if you were an insomniac and had free cable in college, you watched a hell of a lot of Burn Notice. It had Bruce Campbell in it and that guy. But it had like 8 seasons, but nobody really watched it because it was like what was on your TV when you were asleep.
Well, it's also, I believe they're going to have Polaris, Magneto's daughter, in the show as well. And it's going to be about like a mutant that gets powers and how it changes like his human family. And they have to like go on a run and deal with these powers and shit. I don't know, man. I'm actually kind of, the more I hear about it, the more I'm interested in it. When I first heard about it, I wasn't that much, but now I'm interested. The only problem is it's coming on Fox. Right. And I just hope Fox doesn't
shows in a heartbeat. I will never forget it from Almost Human. Almost Human broke me from picking up any new Fox shows. I'm like, nah, I gotta wait till you get 3 or 4 seasons in.
Yeah. Netflix is reportedly testing choose your own adventure content.
What does this mean?
Mm-hmm. You heard me correctly. So apparently
I still love the choose your own adventure books so much. My favorite one. I had 2 that I loved when I was a kid. It was Dealing with Dragons, where you were a little kid and you chose your own adventure around like sky dragons, just different kind of dragons, loved it. And then there was a Martin Luther King Jr. choose your own adventure. Not as fun, but very informative.
Here's my thing. Can I keep my thumb on the page before I pick? Because that's how I used to cheat in choose your own adventure. I keep my thumb on the page where I get to make my choice, and then I flip forward to read one of the choices, and I flip forward to the other choice and see if I like that. So if I can't do that with Netflix, I don't know if I can get down with choose your own adventure, because I need to be able to cheat.
That's not how this works, sir.
Oh my god.
That's not
choose your own adventure.
I'd like, do you want to go in the door or do you want to turn around? And I get to go forward on Netflix a little bit and be like, you go in the door, it's out. No, I want to go out. I want to turn around. It's like you turn around and a car pulls up. You're like, oh no, I'm gonna go in the door. maybe that man's nice, I don't know. But yeah, apparently it's this new idea where they want to create interactive TV content that will allow viewers to choose from a number of different plot directions as the show's story progresses. According to reports, the company is looking to film numerous different plot routes in advance, allowing viewers to decide which path to take as they watch. Some story options may even become so complex that they could result in infinite show content. The company will pilot this idea with choose your own adventure style shows for children later this year and move forward if that attempt proves successful, source close to Netflix said.
I think it will be because, you know, regardless if you like it or not, people will feel like they have some form of control. And I think it will be enjoyable. Particularly for children. Now, adults, they complain about every fucking thing, but I think it will be enjoyable for children.
I would love, go ahead.
Like the Telltale games where like you feel like you really chose, but like it was kind of on rails the whole time.
I would enjoy this with like this show I watched that I don't think anybody else watched on Netflix this year, Lemony Snicket's. I would have loved to choose my own adventure with that joint. Like, whose house you want to go to first? You know, they had a whole lot of like narration and stuff, so you could like pick, and then maybe they could have the narrator say something. But I'm also pretty sure I'm the only person that watched that show, so maybe that's a bad idea. Maybe
the two kids and the baby.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That show was fire. All right, let's see what else we got here. Okay, we don't care about this. Oh, Apple says it's patched many of the iOS vulnerabilities identified in the WikiLeaks CIA dump. So don't worry, guys. It's all patched up now. The leaks that you didn't know you had in your phone.
Right, that y'all pay billions of dollars to protect.
Well, you know what? At least they don't have your fingerprints on now. Okay, Amber, you were right. Legacy. The new 24 show starring a black man.
It's been fun.
Black Bauer. He apparently the ratings have dipped, guys. I don't know why the ratings would dip.
Because they ain't white.
What? You think some race has something to do with this? I don't know, Karen. I don't know.
People don't want to see no nigga go out there and do great things.
Karen, it's like you're talking about the election of Trump or something. I don't know why. I think this country is ready for this 24 Legacy,
and it's the same thing it always been. The format has not changed.
Well, apparently they dropped from to like 7 or 8 million viewers an episode when it used to be higher. But here's my thing, I bet it dropped because there's just more good TV on,
right? On particular on Monday night. Yes,
just in general. It remember is. When back in the day, like 24 was kind of appointment viewing for a lot of people.
Right, because nothing else was on.
Yeah, I just don't think, I think we're past that now.
There's a lot more competition.
You took a long time off, other people filled their time slot, and they're watching other shit on Monday nights. I'm watching Supergirl. Mm-hmm. Amber's mad that Supergirl's on. Other people are.
Yes, I'm gonna say Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop, people watching that. I mean, you know, if you count on them black people to watch your show, you can't be putting it on during Love and Hip Hop, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, people gotta watch that reality ratchetness, man. It's cause y'all let the ball drop, but I hope they don't make him pay as if it's his fault that the show's not good, cause right. That would suck, man.
Because it's not.
And they don't know if they're gonna get renewed now. So, we'll see, man. Good luck. They decided in May. So, cross your fingers.
Definitely not his fault.
I really enjoy that, especially, the black drug dealing plot, because
yes, it don't make no sense, but yes,
those are the least drug dealing looking black people I've ever seen in my life.
The most non-scariest ghetto.
It's literally like respect. It's like they just got out of a funeral or a church, but they also chose to sell drugs on the way home, because everyone has like button-up shirts, everyone's color coordinated and all black. Like, no one has facial hair, really. All the, like, they don't use any slang, but they're in the middle of D.C. So, you know, it's never like, it's just, I guess the things I love about 24 are mostly because they're just, like, hard. Like, I can either laugh at them because they're so bad, or because they're all the impossible white man cliches, and I just enjoy that show because of that. So, but I can definitely see the rest of America being like, this show sucks, but I love it.
I loved it too, and I would have thought.
You never saw any 24, Nijayla?
No, yeah, I've never.
What? Neither one of y'all? Oh!
I love 24. Jack Byron, the thing is, if they were smart, and I don't mind a brother, and I enjoy he doing it, but they would have been better off doing that female.
Oh, the woman from the last season?
Right.
I like the black dude better. Here's the thing that they could do is bring back Keith Sullivan at like the end of the season or something.
He keeps being a president on another channel.
Yeah, I know, but you could always like bring him back. If ratings really were tanking, pay that motherfucker some money and bring him back. But I don't care. I like the format more than I like the characters. It doesn't really even matter who the characters are. I just want a fucking show where a dude like is stopping terrorism, but everybody is fucking it up for him. Cause that's essentially what it is. It's always the lead character always has everything right. And they're like, the terrorists are going to attack tomorrow. I know because I saw the plans and they're like, we need more proof before we can pull the trigger on this. And he's like, we got to, or these people going to die. And I was like, lock him up. He's acting crazy or whatever. And then the terrorists start attacking and you got to let that dude back out. I just love it. It's so cliche, but I just don't give a fuck. All right. All right, let's see. How about, oh, Conan Exiles is a video game. And it's coming to Xbox One. But it's going to be censored, everybody. Okay? Apparently.
That game is kind of
racist. And it's kind of racist. Yeah, we'll get to it. Spoiler alert. Yeah. Apparently, it's one of the early access games that, it's not necessarily finished, so it's coming to Xbox, but they can make choices on like, hey, this game can come or this can't. And part of the choices they can make is if you want your game approved, you need to change some things. Well, the thing they have to change is that they're gonna have to remove all the penises from the Xbox One version.
Penises just randomly pop up. I don't understand.
You can create your own characters. And as part of character creation, you can choose to make penises and penis sizes. Incredibly massive or small penises.
This is not a sex game. I don't understand. But your penis got to do anything.
It's not a spider.
Wait, what'd you say?
But there's only... when you do your character creation, like how you can choose to have like a bust size or a thinner waist or a thicker waist, you can choose your character's penis size.
Mm-hmm.
But only one race of people have default elephant-sized penises.
Yes, so it's slightly racist.
White people?
No.
No?
No?
Come on, Karen. Come on. It's called the endowment slider.
The slider.
Yeah, it's a different slider, and you can endow your person with... bigger or smaller genitalia.
Who thought this was a good idea?
Is that for if you have a woman, you make her breasts larger or smaller, and that was allowed. Still in the game, guys.
On the table for women.
That needs to go too.
Well, it hasn't been confirmed that they will make it to the game, but penises are definitely out, guys.
Yeah, do they do your butt too? I mean, while you were at it.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Sorry everybody that's in the penises.
Yeah, get rid of the penises and the titties. Just make everybody generic.
Sorry everybody that's in the penises. You guys got robbed. Margot Robbie is gonna star in a Maid Marian movie. Maid Marian, of course, is the girlfriend / wife of Robin Hood. And, the movie's gonna take place after Robin Hood dies. Maid Marian goes out on her own seeking vengeance and justice.
We will see, but I'm not interested.
Okay. Would y'all be interested if y'all saw like a dope trailer or something?
Yes. And
like, if she were black.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I think if there was singing and it was like Caliban, that
I think
that was on NBC that washed.
I think from the three different views that you ladies have, that we should do Maid Marian, but it has to star Beyonce, apparently. That's the only way to fix this. So we gotta have singing, we gotta have gotta have a good trailer. I guess you guys are gonna have to endorse some Beyonce's acting in order to make this satisfy all the people.
No.
All right.
It ain't bad. It'll get nominated for something.
Beyonce's acting is I love Beyonce, but
come on. I do too.
All right, first trailer for live action The Little Mermaid. Have you guys seen it yet?
No.
Okay, Karen.
Now, is it the one from Disney or is it the not Disney one?
The not Disney one. Sure. I'm gonna play it on screen for you guys.
Look like an after school special.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna put it on screen for everybody to see. Amber, are you still in the chat? Can you see us or no?
I'm in the chat.
Okay, yeah, all right. Okay. Cool. I'm going to try to play it for everyone to see for yourselves. Karen, is it showing up?
Yes.
All right. This is, I shit you not, the new Little Mermaid movie. It is not from Disney, okay? But it's a live action version.
Once below in the deep blue below.
There's no such thing as mermaids.
You wouldn't say that if you had met one.
This just came in. It's a twig in the ring.
We followed stories before. They never lead anywhere.
Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But there's definitely a story here. Pack your bags. You're going.
Mississippi's always been magic. That part about that mermaid, but it sure does interest me.
There is some magic that is real.
Whose voice was that we just heard?
I don't know.
That sounded mad slavey.
That's what I'm about to say.
And I didn't see no black people in this movie. Mm-hmm. Is it just like a magical Negro in this movie? They just took out the clip? Because mm-hmm. I heard the, oh, I don't know nothing about no magic. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, that mermaid, I sure do like that.
Yeah, I heard.
I heard that shit. You ain't slick.
And some that is illusion.
Let me introduce you to your dream.
The Little Mermaid of the Mississippi.
The Little Mermaid of the Mississippi, Karen.
Oh, the Mississippi River. What's happening here?
The mermaid.
I am.
How do you have legs?
It's a secret.
I hope someone will.
Where I come from, we have a fairy tale about a little girl born on land, blessed with the heart of a mermaid.
She was real. I was tricked. He took a part of me and he has it still.
There's no power greater than mine.
She can't leave without her soul. If she does, she dies. Stay away from her.
Elizabeth! She doesn't belong to you. I won't let you have her!
What's still going on?
We've been here forever!
So you guys in?
Mm-mm. What TBS special is this? Because all Disney live action, I'm like, ooh, why do y'all make shit that Disney owns think you're going to do it better than Disney?
Well, they don't own it. That's a, like, classic tale, right?
I don't know, but Disney has done it
the
best.
Yeah, it's like, it's a fairy tale.
So anyone can make it.
Okay, well then, you know,
I guess it's like Richard Kipling's Jungle Book, right? How people, okay, there's more than one Jungle Book movie,
right?
And I guess the one of them came out, the Disney one, they're waiting on the other one to come out eventually.
Oh, why?
Yeah, here's my thing.
Thank you.
Here's my thing. Okay, where's Ursula? Where's Sebastian?
Come on.
Like, I'm not trying to watch this shit.
They didn't have a budget for it. That's what that was.
Fuck that, man. Fuck that. Fuck
there
everything
wasn't
about
one
it.
Think of a jig.
With no song and dance. We weren't underneath the ocean, under the sea.
I feel like they're going to have songs, or they're going to be ripoffs of the songs that were in Little Mermaid.
Of course.
You know, it's under the lake.
Hello.
Remember, those British accents.
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
And how are they in Mississippi with British accents?
Right, that's what they're gonna be singing in Mississippi. Right here below. What the? I don't understand this.
I look forward to the black situation in this movie. What it'll be like with them in and or out of it. They can't win.
Yeah, they can't. They can't. You know they're going to have something about a black woman not want to get her hair wet. It's just going
to
fuck up everything. It's going to fuck up everything.
Yeah, the little mermaid, the ones I remember, going to be like, girl, you're going to have to go natural to be a mermaid. The sea salt tears your hair up.
I don't think these people have enough knowledge to make to write that script. I think we gotta wait for BET to do The Little Mermaid with a L-I-L.
Yes,
and
then Little we might
be able to get some of that in there, you know. James Cameron's Avatar sequel will not make its 2018 release date.
He'll make it to move 20 years, hasn't
he?
Nobody cares.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys, man. Y'all don't wanna hear this, but it's the truth. I definitely give a fuck. I definitely care. James Cameron always make good movies. I always enjoy a James Cameron movie. I'm kind of dubious about this one, and I feel like if he's gonna fuck up, this is gonna be when. But I liked Avatar, and I saw it in the theater.
I saw it 3D, and it was beautiful.
It was so fucking beautiful, and I felt like people were totally just, it was that time where people started being more cynical and stuff. We had the internet. And I really think it was one of those movies where, like, if it was released in, say, 1998, we'd all remember it fondly. But because it came out when Twitter was out and shit, everybody just went and was like, it's Fern Gully with guns or some shit. And it's like, oh, come on, guys. I was in the theater. Everyone clapped. Everyone was like, what the fuck? Oh, they really took us into this world. And we all groaned at Unobtainium, but we understood that it was a fucking experience that was to be had in the theater. And now I feel like everyone's forgotten, and it's like the movie was always trash. And now I feel like that's why no one believes this Avatar sequel could be good. But if anyone can make it happen, it's James Cameron.
I only remember this movie
because
I went and there were some libations that were passed back and forth between friends. And during the romance scene, I was pretty sloshed, and I just like pointed at the screen. I said space kitty titties, and I got a round of applause.
Yeah,
there's space kitty titties.
Okay, well, that's a memorable experience as well. I mean, and now you get to do it again in Avatar 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Lord.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, I'm gonna go see it because I owe him one movie ticket. Let's see what else we have. The next Assassin's Creed will probably take place in Egypt, according to a site leak. Not that I feel like those games have started to run together. Porn sites report a traffic loss in response to the Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wind launch.
I find that very hard to believe. What?
Well, I'll tell you who else is finding it very hard. People jacking off, okay? apparently, because this game launched, Legend of Zelda Breath of Wind, people are forgetting to watch porn. YouPorn is reporting they have lost 15% in traffic on the day that the game launched.
What kind of... Who was the statistician who was like... Of all the things happening in the world, this is the thing.
Well, in addition to that, porn searches that include the phrases Link or Zelda increased by at least 100%.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I can see that. That I can see. That I believe.
Yeah. I always feel like that universe, the characters are too, like, they remind me of kids. They don't remind me of, like, actual people. So yes. It would never cross my mind to be like, I mean, well, obviously now that I've read it, but before this moment, it never crossed my mind to be like, what would some Legend of Zelda porn look like? Cause they're like fucking elves and shit.
No, it's out there.
Oh, I'm sure it's out there. There's porn of everything. There's porn of like, if you click on something like the Cleveland show will be fucking inside. I mean, you never know.
Dark hole that you don't want to go down that road. I have to, but you don't want to go down that road.
Oh, you watch Zelda porn?
I haven't seen Zelda porn, but I know it exists. I've seen Cleveland show and other shows.
I've seen Mortal Kombat 10 porn.
I have too. A lot of
there's a lot of Overwatch porn.
Overwatch and Mass Effect. A lot of Mass Effect porn.
I wonder if there's any Doctor Who porn. Are they too classy to get down like us?
Mm-hmm. There is one called I don't remember what it's called, but it's with the Daleks.
Mm.
I haven't seen it. I can't bring myself to see it.
Mm. That's weird. I guess we're all, as nerd stuff, as we get older with our culture, There's just more porn of it. I wonder if there's Transformers porn.
There is.
There is. I'm gonna say, I don't know about that, John.
I wonder if in the background things are exploding, you know. It's directed by Michael Bay.
Does it sound like it's that?
Directed by Axel Braun.
Does it sound like that robot on Robot Chicken?
The robot that fucks everything? Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, guys. Apparently Zelda's good for something. All right. Cartoon Network has announced a Steven Universe role-playing game for consoles.
Yeah, you showed me that. I'm excited.
Yep. Karen's a big Steven Universe fan. And, they'll be having a role-playing game coming out. I saw clips of it. It looks pretty. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Google is taking on cable and YouTube. They're gonna offer 40 channels for $35 called a skinny bundle. And it's a subscription service that streams a slew of premium broadcasts and cable networks to your mobile device, tablet, computer, and anything with Chromecast. For $35 a month, you get 6 accounts and access to live TV from more than 40 providers, including big broadcast networks, ESPN, regional sports networks, and dozens of popular cable networks. Subscriptions include cloud DVR with unlimited storage, AI-powered search and personalization, and access to YouTube Red programming. YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki calls it the evolution of television and a bid to give the younger generation the content they love with the flexibility they expect. So that's some competition.
So thing is, it's going to depend on what those channels are. HBO. Or something like that. But if it's like Fox or, NBC even, like, what is... What could make it worth it?
AMC.
Could make it worth it?
I would need AMC. Mm-hmm. I would need FX for sure. Mm-hmm. Cartoon Network, I'd have to have.
Right.
Comedy Central.
BET.
BET. Oh, you know they ain't gonna have BET.
Right.
They gotta let you have, you know what? I need a black bundle where I can get TV One, Centrix, and BET.
Come on.
On the low. just in case I'm feeling extra black and I might want to watch some black shit. None of your business, Google. It says right now, they have, CBS, other big networks like ABC, NBC, Fox are on board, but several premium channels like MTV and CNN aren't. Won't miss them. You can add content like Showtime and soccer for an added fee, but some content comes with restrictions. If you're a pro football fan, for example, you'll have to watch games on your TV or computer because the NFL's deal with Verizon made it off limits to your mobile device. And no matter what you watch or what you watch it on, you may see ads. Google being Google and its network partners can sell ads on YouTube TV to bring in additional revenue.
This doesn't sound like it. I don't see it helping with what's it called, cutting the cord,
yeah, that's what they call it.
I don't see that there's enough that isn't covered with Hulu or Netflix to be a thing.
All right, let's go to this story. Twitch is stream every episode of Power Rangers.
Good, you prepared for the movie.
Yep. How many days do you think that'll take?
There's a lot of Power Rangers.
Let's go around the room. Let's guess. Whew. Amber, how long do you think it'll take to stream every episode of Power Rangers?
A number out of my ass is 50 hours.
50 hours. All right. Karen, what would you guess?
200.
Karen's going 200 hours. All right.
That's a lot of them.
Najayla, what about you?
I think it'll take like a week.
So a week. Okay. All right. The correct answer is 17 days.
Oh, true.
There are 800 and 831 episodes of 19 different television series.
Yeah, because it kept being rebooted longer than I thought.
That is 23 seasons of Power Rangers related TV.
So how many hours is that? Because it's
17 times 24. I guess let me find out. Ooh. So that would be 408 hours.
Shit, double what I said.
Can I just say, I wish I had that much of something to watch right now.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Did you know it was that many? I didn't know it was that.
Like, no, I didn't. I had no idea. Lot,
but I knew, because every time I turned around, because I watched the original ones, and as I got older and grew out, it was reboot, 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 reboot.
I mean, every year it felt like, I mean, okay, luckily for me, I fell out of the generation that was pure Power Rangers. So I was in the generation, and you know, I shouldn't say generation, but I was like 1 or 2 years removed from the Power Rangers generation is what I would call them. Mm-hmm. My brother is a big Power Rangers generation kid, but I was like, Power Rangers started coming on and Pokemon started coming on, and that was right when I stopped watching cartoons and got interested in boobies. So for me, the lasting appeal of Power Rangers wasn't there. I'm a X-Men cartoon, Spider-Man cartoon, Transformers. I'm that generation, but Power Rangers was right after me, and I think I just used to notice when I would come home to visit my family for college, it would be like my brother being there, he's like watching Power Rangers Megazord and Power Ranger Jodeci and Power Rangers. It was like a fucking different version of Power Rangers for everything you could think of. It's just Power Rangers baseball and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's the same show, but they play baseball instead of fucking go to school, or they, you know, it's Lightning Ultra's Megazord, and you're like, but isn't this the same one? It's like, no, this dude in the white is the leader now, and he has a sword, and it turns into a transformer or whatever. Fuck.
Yes.
So I missed it, is what I'm trying to say, guys. Washington D.C. is sponsoring a major esports team and building an esports arena. Hmm. Yeah, while a lot of people weren't looking, esports really became a major source of income and money for a lot of people. Max Brown, the chairman of Events DC, which manages convention, sports, and entertainment in the district, told Mashable that the $65 million 4,200-seat arena being built for the Washington Mystics of the WNBA will also be a fully tailored and wired for esports. So that's actually smart to get both. Esports is you know, it's so funny, right? Because esports comes on SportsCenter, on ESPN and shit sometimes.
Yes.
But it's like, that means SportsCenter is the perfect mash of people that used to beat up the other people, you know? Like, right. Watch an NFL game and then watch the people they used to beat up in high school coming up next on ESPN. But yeah, it's like people play Overwatch, Counter-Strike, Hearthstone, all these multiplayer games in arenas, and they set up these screens so people can watch them.
Right.
And it's literally a sport. Like, people make money off of it.
Yes, they do.
There's teams, they're sponsored, they're like, mm-hmm. the games come on TV, and like, it's big fucking money.
Whoa. They're watching people play?
Yes. They bet,
like,
on the games?
Not just in TV, but people, like, on TV is already a thing that people are watching. Mm-hmm. I'm saying also, people will pay tickets and watch it in live.
Actually go to the arena, sit and watch people play.
Mm-hmm.
They roll with crews and everything.
So it's basically
I don't get it.
I mean, listen, if you've ever had to watch some dude play Madden before y'all could go out because he's just one more game, I mean, that's essentially people pay money to do that. People pay money to be the person that's like, for real, are they done yet? I just imagine all the tickets should be sold to girlfriends and boyfriends of the people in the competition, and they should all be ready to go. That would be a fun thing to watch on TV. They just keep cutting to everybody that's like, come on, man, for real, when is this gonna be over? That would be dope to watch. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's being sponsored and they're building the whole fucking arena about it. So good for nerdery though, man. That's dope. apparently Twitter has 48 billion users that are not human, claims a new study.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why don't everybody want to buy you.
I think they just said something positive about black people, and then everyone that called them a nigger, they just were like, that's a robot. According to this, researchers found that 9 to 15% of Twitter accounts are bots and not humans. With 319 million accounts, that means 48 million of them are computer programs. Experts identified 14 million bot accounts using their own framework and analysis. Sources said some bots are beneficial as they alert people of natural disasters. And what are the other ones doing, I wonder?
Harassing people. Right. Calling them niggas.
Right. This bot just tells people it's going to sexually assault them all day. Brought to you by the alt-right. Yeah, while some bots can wreak havoc on Twitter, sources have revealed that many bot accounts are extremely beneficial as they alert people of natural disasters or from customer service points of view. The recent investigation into Twitter was conducted by University of Southern California, and it used 1,150 features from 6 classes to track down accounts run by bots. This included data like tweet content, sentiment, network patterns, activity, and time series. So, yes, that's wild, man. I can't imagine. But I guess it kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
All right, let's get to what everybody's been waiting on, guys. It's time to wind this thing on down.
Oh, okay.
It was time to talk about Nintendo Switch news.
Then I was like, wait a minute, huh? What? Okay.
Okay, so Nintendo Switch is a new console that just came out for Nintendo. I think it came out maybe last week. Maybe 2 weeks ago. And, as things happen with consoles, you know, more information is out and, the more information that comes out, some of it's good, some of it's bad.
Correct.
And Karen is a big Nintendo fan. Okay. You're not a big Nintendo fan, Karen?
I am a Nintendo fan. There you go. I have a problem with Nintendo.
That's true as well. Nintendo confirms that Switch save data can't be transferred.
What? Why? I mean, like, so what? So if I put something down, I want to move it somewhere else, I can't?
Well, you can't back up the save files for Nintendo Switch games. You can only save them to the one Nintendo Switch. So there's no cloud saving data. There's no, you can't keep it on a micro SD card, even though they allow you to buy micro SD cards and use the memory to save like games. You can't use it to save your actual progress in the game.
These niggas. So everything they had in the commercial was false.
If the internal memory fills up, you need to delete the other data to save for new save files. So you have to delete something.
What?
And the internal memory is only 32 gigabytes, which is,
I don't think that's all space.
With already a quarter of that taken up by the operating system.
Oh.
Yep.
Whose idea? And see, this the thing. People treat Nintendo like they do Fox. Your standards are so goddamn low. If this was anybody else, people would be in a fucking outrage.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
It's essentially the Logan of game console.
Hey, this would not be acceptable with any other console.
Well, no, apparently the Wii U and the Wii before this, they did allow you to transfer data and backup saves other places, but only the Nintendo Switch doesn't allow you to do that. So yep, that's one of the things, one of the news items.
It's half a console, so I don't expect it to actually have regular console amenities because they don't have to. Like you said, if it was any other brand, nobody would think this is okay. But they know they have an in. Like,
they got a bunch of suckers. I'm sorry. If you bought this, you a sucker, because this is not acceptable for any gaming console. For people to spend hundreds of dollars, this is not acceptable.
Well, when they were asked about it, Nintendo said in a statement to Kotaku, "At this time, it is not possible to transfer save data from one Nintendo Switch system to another."
And my thing is this, and maybe it's just me being logical. Why the fuck would you come out with another console if your shit couldn't work? You knew this before you put it out on the market.
And this is me being logical, because some people gonna buy it. Yeah. See, when you got stupid people with money, Karen, somebody got to get that money, and why not Nintendo?
I guess so.
That's what I'm saying.
A fool and their money will soon depart.
It will be parted, and I'm gonna get part of it, if you know what I'm saying. Apparently there's also this really stupid social media craze going around where gamers are filming themselves licking the new Nintendo game cartridges because they are coated with rat poison that makes them taste disgusting because they don't want kids and animals to eat them.
What? Is this for real?
Yeah.
Is it actual rat poison or just like something that doesn't taste bad? I mean, doesn't taste good.
It's what is it called? The game cartridges have a bitter taste due to denatonium benzoate covering that's widely used in antifreeze and rat poison to keep humans from drinking them, and applied to nail polish to keep children from biting their nails. Unlike cartridges for other gaming systems, those made for the new Nintendo system are small enough to put in one's mouth.
Somebody bet child gonna choke off this. They looking at a lawsuit.
Well, white people are already making videos trying to lick the game just to see if they can take it.
Of course somebody gonna swallow it. Yeah, you have a lawsuit. Somebody gonna swallow and kill themselves live on YouTube and you're gonna have a lawsuit.
You wanna see the video?
Welcome to Taste Time.
Wait, hold up.
Okay.
Hello, everyone.
This dude, hold up. The name of this dude's video is Taste Time. So, like, is this like a thing of his? He's just like, all right, guys, this week, gonna be licking doorstops. Alright, just welcome to Taste Time. Taste Time with John. Licking doorstops right now. Like, aww. What? How can you have a whole show dedicated to this?
Right!
Anyway, he's gonna taste it.
Welcome to Taste Time. Today we're eating Nintendo Breath of the Wild.
He looks exactly like what I would think he would look like.
Oh my goodness.
I wouldn't trust him with a trench coat.
The secret ingredient to this recipe is the most bitter substance known to mankind, which I couldn't be bothered to look up. So we're gonna dive right.
What I couldn't be bothered to look up?
Yo, he had to stop the video? Damn, bruh. He didn't even finish his own video. He's like, that's it.
In the arms of the angel.
Yeah, did he die? Is he dead?
I don't know. I think he died. I think we lost one. There you go. That's your first lawsuit. Nintendo.
Oh, my God. Buddy, now I need to know what his next video is so we can just know if that dude made it.
Did he live? Did he survive?
Damn. Anyway, guys. They tasting the cartridges because they taste like rat poison.
Why Nintendo, Xbox? Like, look, you can't taste digital, guys. Come on.
Now the sad part about the you can't switch saves between systems is they don't tell you that up front.
Right.
So there's people that bought it, you know, because there's a big rush to get it to be the first. It had the best sales, I think. It may have even outsold the Wii, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, probably that Wii.
Yeah, it outsold the Wii. Wii. It outsold the Wii at launch. And, all these people thought, you know, I want to be first. I want to have, you know, the first to get this cool system. And, you find out that, can't even switch saves between consoles, so.
Right. And to me, and not trying to be funny, they ought to have a lawsuit for false advertisement because this right here is something that you should tell me up front. You shouldn't even have been allowed to put this console out to the general public knowing that it could not do what you said it was going to do. And that's the problem. They really make me mad because the whole time I was like, that looked neat and it looked too good to be true for the shit that they say. That means everything you promoted was not true. Nothing you showed in that cool ass commercial, it can't do none of that shit.
Yeah, well, So also when it comes out, there's like adhesive stickers and they call them skins. You can put on like controllers and stuff, and you know, put, especially when it's a portable thing, they normally have these things where you can like wrap it around to protect it, but also they look cool, you know. Right. It's like, oh, I don't know, like it'll be Doctor Who, but you put like, it's a decorative thing you put on your console, right? And since it's portable, it's another reason to do it. Well, apparently if you put those skins on it, it damages the console. So it yeah, damages the surface of the Joy-Cons as well as the console itself. In a series of posts on Twitter via Polygon, a company that makes skins for a variety of electronic devices, including game consoles, called D-Brand, which has been prototyping skins for Nintendo's new console, and found that after removing the skin, it was obvious that the coating of the Joy-Cons do not play well with any kind of adhesive. The company also tested adhesive on multiple Switch units and found the same holds true for the console. So you won't be able to do that. Let's see what else. Nintendo also is still tripping on people over YouTube. So they kind of ran into some issues the last few years because, you know, you have Twitch and you have YouTube gamers.
Right.
And what it is, and I know, Amber, this is going to come as a shock, people like to watch people play games, and they'll sit down and watch someone else play a game. And Nintendo was deciding that that was some type of copyright violation, and they would take down people's games. They take down the videos. Yeah, which is fucked up because, one, it's free advertising for you.
Right.
But yeah, they kind of were like, we are going to soften our stance on that. But apparently they haven't really softened their stance on it, much.
Whoever run that company does not know, they don't have good business models. Like, a lot of shit they do is anti-productive to them as a company. It doesn't make sense.
Yep. Nintendo's current YouTube policy flags when users have implemented a slice of their property, mostly via the music clip. So, like, if you're playing Mario and the fucking Mario music is playing, they just come grab your shit, takes it down. They claim ownership of the video, collect all the ad revenue for as long as the video is up as well. And this has caused most gamers to avoid reviewing Nintendo games for their channels, resulting in a lot of frustration for creators and viewers alike. So, in between this, you have the creators who understand the market. You make a cool game. You want people to review it. Most people, when they review a game, they do this thing called play the game and show examples of stuff. So they're like, oh, this is a real cool part of the game. Look at this. Nintendo will fucking go in and be like, bitch, that's our shit, take it down, and we want all the money. So now you disincentivize people who literally review games for a living.
Right.
Now they don't get the money from it, so what's the point of reviewing your shitty game?
Come on,
even if it's a great game, actually. Right. I shouldn't call it shitty, but then on the other end, you have these developers who would love free advertising from people who are like, I love this game, it's so great, look at it, go play it, it, you know, here's a minute of me playing it or whatever. Now both parties are fucked up, and Nintendo's just in the back thinking that that's the right thing to do. So, yep. So there you go. Nintendo don't give a fuck. So they still are fucking up, and that's gonna happen with the Switch. So
yeah.
Let's see what else. Nintendo Switch may get basic online services like Netflix later.
May.
Which means it does not have Netflix and...
It doesn't even have Wi-Fi?
I mean, it has Wi-Fi, but, you know, every other system when it launches, you have Netflix, Hulu...
Facebook app, Twitter app.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff.
Right.
Yeah, and especially with this one being portable, like, that would seem like it would be half of the fucking... thing is like, oh cool, I can watch Netflix on the go on my console, switch over to Zelda or whatever. It may get those things later, so
which means it's not, and which means it's stupid, which means, like I said before, which they will never do, you need to dissolve it, and get into the development side. Because I already got a $300-$400-$1,000 fucking phone. Why am I going to spend $300 for my phone? Can do more.
Nintendo US COO Reggie Fils Aim said that the company looks forward to the future games it has to offer and also is eyeing adding streaming services. He said, "What I would say is this. We built the Nintendo Switch to be a world-class gaming device. Mm-mm. Meaning we want you first and foremost to play games on the system and have an incredibly fun experience. We're talking to a range of companies about services, companies like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, things that will come in time. In our view, these are not differentiators. What differentiates us is the way you play with the Nintendo Switch and what you can play. And that will continue to be our focus into the future as we continue driving this platform."
Mm-hmm. I don't believe you. You just didn't put your ducks in a row, because this is shit that could have been negotiated way before you even put this fucking system out. Somebody was like, "Hey, dog, y'all might want to do this." Somebody was like, "Oh, yeah, let's do it." And because you have people that will purchase your shit no matter how shitty your system or your console is, people are going to purchase it regardless, because Nintendo is nothing but nostalgia. They're telling you the same shit over and over and over again. I don't know why a lot of people haven't caught on to this. And they're charging you $300 and $400 for some shit that you've already got, because there's nothing, is never backwards compatible or any of this. It just irritates me. They just irritate me.
Mm. Well, the thing I would say about it too is it does feel rushed.
Right.
Because this feels like this is the bare minimum for everybody else. Is
the bare minimum.
Even, you know, I think they even made it so that on the other consoles, even if you don't pay for their monthly subscription service and shit, you can still watch Netflix, Hulu,
as long as you have an account.
Yeah, they're like, you know, obviously those, because that's so integral to everything else. Your phone, as you said, your tablets. People even have TVs now.
Right.
That do it. And apparently they were like, "Fuck that shit, dog. We'll get it when we gets to it." And the last story. Oh, go ahead, Ken. I'm sorry.
I'm about to ask Najayla and Amber, have you guys ever played Nintendo and been fans of Nintendo?
That was the first console I ever had real experience with when I was like 5. I had a SNES. I had a Super Nintendo. I had GameCube. I had N64. And I really, after the Wii, I just didn't bother with it anymore, because I didn't feel like they were making competitive consoles. I didn't feel like I was having the gaming experience that I wanted. It wasn't, it just didn't have features that I think should come standard. It just, and the library was shrinking. Like, I don't need to buy a new system to play Mario. Like, I don't care. So I never got the updated Wii. I never got the
Please
Wii U.
Please take a look at how the game looks on screen.
Sorry about that. My bad. I was trying to make something full screen and start playing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like, I don't care about Nintendo consoles anymore.
What about you, Amber? Do you not game at all, or have you ever gamed, Amber?
I like Mystery Case File.
Of course.
That
yes.
was fun. And there was one of those farming things, sort of like Karen was talking about, but not quite elaborate.
Mm.
It was really fun. Other than that, when I was a little kid, we had a Nintendo. My brother mostly played, but I did play Mario Kart.
Yes.
And I've gotten through the first session or whatever of Mario. I didn't finish I've never finished the second one.
Mm.
And when I was in the loony bin, they had a Wii, and that was very fun.
The loony bin. Here's the thing, man. I feel like Nintendo's brand is so... Everybody associates it with childhood, fun times, you know what I mean? It's it's really taken a lot for it to get to this point, man,
yes,
where you make so many mistakes that people just hear your name and go like, "I don't want that shit." Mm-mm. It's one of the few recognizable names in our country. It's just like happiness. It's like synonymous with like, "Oh yeah, I remember that," and now it's all gone, man. And this system launching, I think, was a chance to kind of renew that hope, because
right.
I saw the commercial and many people got excited as soon as they saw the commercial, and it's just full of fucking flaws and stuff. Now, someone compiled an 11-minute video, I'm not going to show it all, of just issues people are having with their Nintendo Switches as they take them out the box and play them for the first time.
Oh, shit.
So, let me see.
This is the new World of Zelda.
this really happened?
I don't think my Nintendo Switch is supposed to be doing this.
Yeah, it's making that high pitched sound, and it's not on.
Oh, that means it's gonna die.
Fucking loud.
It's gonna blow up.
Highly annoying. What is that?
This is Elder Demonic. What is that over there? What is that? I don't feel well. Oh, Jesus.
In the, you know what's even worse? In the age of unboxing videos, your shit gotta work when people take it out the box, because it's gonna go viral if it doesn't. Man, that's pressure. Oh, it froze. Oh. And it's making that sound.
That's a sound of death. I don't know what that noise is. Whatever it is, about to die or blow up.
The sound of death.
Yeah, because your shit ain't working.
Oh. Okay, let's play with the buttons. Let's play with the thingies. Oops, I went into the thing.
Oh, did you go, like, way over?
Is this
over?
The wrong side?
Is this?
Do we have the wrong side?
Oh, we do have the wrong. Okay, so it's very evident.
Oh, mine's stuck now.
Oh, mine's stuck, too.
Oh, this is, like, cemented on now.
Oh, did they break it?
No.
Uh-oh.
This is the worst advertising you can have possible. And that was like a professional setup. Like, right, that wasn't just somebody fucking around.
Going, we got 50,000 views an episode. Like, this is the shit we do for a living.
Oh my God.
Damn it.
Oh, they can't even get it apart.
Oh, they get stuck. Oh no.
Oh, and they probably break with people trying to take them apart.
Oh, what is that?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, thank God.
You absolutely 100% need a screen protector on your Switch. I have already scratched my screen, and it is scratched by the dock, because literally the screen has not touched any other surface.
The dock is terrible. It's really low quality.
Oh, no.
I was really surprised.
Okay, so you... So you have to dock your system when you want to either recharge it or to, actually, I think it may not be a charger, but anyway, when you want to recharge it or connect it to your TV. And they're saying even putting it in that can scratch your screen.
Wow.
Oh man. All right. I'm not going to play all of these because, I mean, we'd be here forever, but yeah, man, Nintendo Switch got issues already, man. And it ain't been but like 2 weeks. So I just wanted to have Karen here. To see how she felt about it, guys.
Yeah, y'all know how I feel about it. I'm not happy at all. And I think the worst part about it, when you bring up Nintendo, I always feel like whatchamacallit? We were rooting for you. We was all rooting for you.
Tyra Banks.
Right.
Yeah.
I always feel like that because I always want you to do better. You keep letting me down. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. That's your jam. You really.
Hey,
I think you secretly want
Zelda.
One.
I do, but I refuse to pay that money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I keep talking to my Cortana.
Well, listen, ladies, it has been lovely. I really did enjoy both of you guys making the time to be here.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I always love coming on and being with you guys. So fun.
You know what? We enjoy you being here. Mm-hmm. And Amber, you as well. Of course, check out both of these ladies, okay?
Yes.
Check out what they're bringing to the podcast game, and what they're bringing to the website game, and what they're bringing to the Twitter game. Black Chick Watching is Amber's podcast, okay? Follow her on Twitter, Amber Podcast, and get you some, okay? Get you some Amber P in your life. And Najayla is Blazing Bitch on Twitter, and it's with a Y. And then she has blazingbitch.com and ajaylaree.com. All of this will be in the show notes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we made this show open to everybody on the live broadcast.
Yep.
But of course, the podcast will be behind the paywall. So y'all, you know, premium folks, make sure you guys go support these ladies and
yes.
And spread the love and let them know that you listened and that you enjoyed it. All right.
Follow me.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Follow me on Twitch. Also, Blazing Bitch.
There you go. Follow her on Twitch as well. And yeah, And then just follow Amber down the street, you know, just wherever you see her going.
You know what?
Oh, but nah, seriously, thank you guys so much, thank man. You. I love y'all, and I'm so glad
we
y'all
do.
Made it. Chat room, we'll talk to y'all later. Peace out, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem.